गुरु ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरुसाक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरु ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरुसाक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः ज्ञानमूलं गुरुमूर्तिः पूजामूलं गुरुपादम् मन्त्रमूलं गुरुवाक्यम् मोक्षमूलं गुरुकृपा गुरु ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरुसाक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः ॐ श्री लाल परमात्मने नमः
ॐ श्री थैंक यू ग्रीष्मा या टुडे आई मीन वेरी ब्यूटिफुली सुनीता केम फॉरवर्ड That was a surprise, Amma. That was a Nanagaru surprise for us.
Nanagaru pushed me, actually. Yeah. Pushed me to do it. Yeah, after mention.
Yeah, that's very beautiful. So, I think you should introduce yourself to the, or I mean, to the listeners. Because I think Mother Vallu Bhaga devoted kada and used to come from your childhood or something.
Yeah, we actually came from, I mean, you would have known Kantam Mamagaru. Who
yes.
actually lives in Arunachalam.
Yes.
So we were first introduced to Nanagaru from Kantam Amagaru.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was very little back then. My mother used to go to like Srunga Vruksham meetings and all that, which is close, like.
I see, okay.
Yeah.
You were in which place, Amma? Like where?
Now, right where? Now I'm in Melbourne, Australia. Yeah. But we are from Kakinada.
Oh, I see. Okay. Kakinada, no?
My parents
You're schooling and all? Kakinada. You're schooling and all this from Kakinada?
Everything from Kakinada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So please share because you are a surprise for us today.
Yeah.
Waiting to listen
actually,
to you.
When I got to know about Nanagaru, it was a great surprise for me too.
Okay.
Biggest surprise in my life.
Okay.
I was like, I have to start from my mother. I mean, yes. like how Kantam Mamagaru have introduced to Nanagaru.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just before Nanagaru Shashti Purti, according to my recollection, that was the first when my mother went for one of the meetings in Srunga Vruksham.
Okay.
And she used to come back and, you know, talk a lot about, you know, God walking on the earth and all that. But to be honest, it never went into my head. Never. And
it would have been.
Yeah,
we
never used to care when we were little. My mother used to go and come back like late 10:30, 11 o'clock after meeting, and we just used to think like, what is she actually doing? She's just going somewhere and coming back very late. I don't know what's happening. Kind of. We were never driven towards that direction. I should say. My mother, it was Dasara holidays. I was probably about 11 years, 12 years. It was Dasara holidays. We are three kids for my parents, and I was the eldest. So my mother dropped the other two, my sisters, at my grandparents' home, and me, my mother, my father, and one of our family friends, we went to Arunachalam. It was like a tour. And I was probably 11 or 12. Yeah, that's it. And
the first time.
That was my first ever train journey. My attitude was I'm actually going to somewhere, and I'm going to enjoy the journey. And I had a big book with me, that big book, big notebook. And from the time I stepped into the train, I started writing everything, what is happening and all that stuff. Every little station, I didn't even slept for the whole night. And every little station I've been writing down, so that when I come back, I can say all this, you know, to my friends or my, you know, my sisters and all that. The excitement was, we started here and we went there, and these are the stations we crossed, and, you know, the train stopped here, and even the stations where train didn't stop. I have all that stations listed down. I mean, that's how dumb I was. I mean, yeah. I actually don't know.
It's not dumb because it was your first train travel. It was a little exciting as a child.
My first train journey, and that too, we went through Chennai. So the other excitement was I'm crossing the state, you know.
Okay.
I've never crossed Kakinada, to be honest. So I'm crossing Kakinada, the first thing. I am crossing to another state, and they speak different language. I mean, for me, it's like all over the world.
Yeah, it's
they're speaking
amusing.
Different language, and I want to experience how people speak different language as well, because I don't know any other language other than Telugu, to be honest. And we went there. First day, I think it was in Nanagaru Ashramam. I don't remember, actually. We stayed somewhere. And the next day, I don't know if Nanagaru would have stayed in the same ashram as well, but I haven't seen him. Yeah. And the next day...
Nanagaru was there in ashram when you came. I mean, when you came to Thirunamala, Nanagaru was
think.
There.
I don't remember, though. I don't remember that. And the next day, it was actually, even now, when I recollect that, I get goosebumps all over my body. Even now, I'm literally shivering. So it was that kind of an incident. So it was actually a big hall. It was a house, actually, and a big hall. Nanagaru is sitting in the chair like this, in a Dakshinamurti pose. Like, you know, the right leg folded upon the left leg, and house full of people. We were just walking into that, it was a guest house, some kind of a guest house where Nanagaru was actually talking. It was a pravachan or something happening, and we just entered in the middle of it. So we went for Giri Pradakshina or whatever, but we went there around the middle of the meeting. He was addressing people, talking about something, and we entered. And Nanagaru, at that right moment, Nanagaru was sitting in that Dakshinamurti pose. And he was addressing people, and we didn't have any place to stand or sit.
Okay.
So I was just standing about 50 meters away, I would say, at least 50 meters away. And I was just looking at everywhere, not even looking at him. I mean,
okay.
Because I don't have no clue.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I could lean onto a wall because there was no place to sit. I could actually lean onto a wall. And then accidentally, my eye contact went into his eyes. And that's it. I was very little, and I don't know what happened. I actually dived into the deep ocean of happiness. And now I can relate to it. I know what it is, but back then I didn't. It was the first time I have ever met him. And it was all into the happiness, the ocean of happiness, and it's coming out of my eyes, ears, and the whole body. It's just filling up and spilling out. And what I could see in Nanagaru is he is in Dakshinamurti pose and he is lighting up the whole body. And his light is spreading around the whole hall. And I couldn't see anything except him in lighting up the whole body. And his, the light which is coming out of him is actually going on to each and every individual who is sitting there, and they all become one beautiful light, and that light itself is giving a lot of happiness. And it's spreading the happiness all through. And I could feel that in me. I don't know what it is actually. I could feel that in me throughout the journey when I was there until I go back home. Wow. It was there. It stood. Yeah. And it was even, I'm still getting goosebumps when I'm imagining that. The whole hall was like a little Vrindavan, and you could see nothing else except the place where you're sitting is a flow of happiness, and you could feel it with your feet. Yeah, and you could feel it with your skin, your body, with your heart, with your eyes, with everything. All your senses. And I didn't know what's happening, but my eyes were wide open. I'm not sleeping. Mm-hmm. And then someone told my mother that, yeah, see, paap padipothundi, something like that. So I was just dropping down. And my mother came and took me out and gave me some water and put some water on my face or whatever she did. And I was not unconscious.
You were not unconscious. Okay.
I remember this. I remember this even now. And Nanagaru confirmed, it was when I was 12 and Nanagaru confirmed this when I was maybe 20, 22. Whatever you saw on that day was true. But don't stop it there. It's not real true. It's only true as much as your eyes are true. It's only true as much as your body is true. It's true only if your eyes and a body is true. But the feeling is real. It will stand one day by itself without having to have your own senses. And I could still feel that. I could. It's an amazing experience, and one should have it like forever. And Nanagaru confirmed it that it is true. And that was my first experience, first ever time I saw Nanagaru. Yeah. And that's it. It did not stay for a long time. It stayed for a little bit, but it was true. And that was, meeting Nanagaru was just a life transformation for me. So I was that dumb. Like, I did not know anything about Guru. I did not know. I mean, maybe I would have believed God back then. I don't even know. No, I haven't been to many temples. I have believed God. I don't know.
You weren't dumb. You were innocent. You were naive and innocent.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I wasn't aware of anything except writing down each and every station. From, like, when I come back, and this story is there in my book too, but I don't know how to write this as well. So, I don't know how to sentence it properly. Mm-hmm. So as much as I'm aware of talking about the situation, I was not aware back then. I don't know what would I've explained to my mother, and my mother always reminds me of this, but I don't know what I explained to my mother as well. Maybe not this. Yeah, maybe not as much as I aware today. I don't aware back then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my first meeting with Nanagaru. Okay. And I was, 12 maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that was when I was 12, right? And I have to start from there. My life wasn't very easy. Okay. It was full of drama, full of misery. Full of everything, yeah. Full of roller coaster ride. When I was like maybe from 12 to about 24, these 12 years was an emotional, financial, in any aspect, it was a roller coaster ride. And Nanagaru was there with me throughout that worst period, I should say. I mean, it was good and bad, yeah. It's life. So then after this, I was actually one of the good students, but my brain wasn't too sharp, and I am definitely not Eka Santagrahi or something. But when I have to, like, even when I was in 7th standard, every day and night till 10, 11, I used to study. Though even the whole family has to go to movie, I never go to movie because I am not a person who could remember straight away. I have to read again, and again, and again, and again. Then I remember something.
Oh, okay.
But I don't want to be the last person in the class. I wanted to be at least one of the best, that group, you know, not the topper, not the last one.
So but you just wanted to be above average.
Yeah, at least like an above average. So to stand there, I have to work so hard. Like I have to study day and night and day and night. And I used to be always behind because I have to study for 20, 50 times, you know, to remember something. Whereas everybody else can understand then and there. This is my second transformation. I'm just explaining you the transformation after transformation after transformation, that how Nanagaru took part in my life. So this was me. And even I could remember my mother and my whole family used to go to movie, and I used to stay when I was 7th standard, and I used to stay home and I used to study till 9, 10, 11 and sleep. And I used to close the doors, and they have to literally dig in to come in, and I did not open the doors as well. And it was the biggest stories back then, but yeah. Down aside. So that was how dumb I was again. Like, so nothing goes into my head very easily. So if I, like, there was a lesson, I get a doubt about this lesson after 3 days or 4 days because I have to catch up the backlogs, you know, I have to come study and remember and understand. Then I get a doubt. And I used to go with a book full of doubts every day to school. And even whenever my father works in police department, so he used to come once or twice in a month. Every time my father come home, I used to have a book full of doubts to ask him. So it's doubts all the time, full of doubts. And about everything. About life, about pen, about pencil, about book, about clip, everything. I used to have 200,000 doubts. I don't know why. And I don't believe anything until I see. So that's why Nanagaru showed me that he is God himself. Otherwise, I don't believe. No one else in the world come and tell me I don't believe because I didn't see. And I have to tell you a classic example that how, like, somebody told me, I mean, in school, that electricity passes through that wire, only through the copper wire, and they cover it with the plastic so that it, you know, it won't give you a shock. And I still remember, I took my sister along with me. I cut a little bit of plastic out, and then I hold it, and I asked my sister to hold it as well. And then I switched on just to make sure, yes, electricity is passing. So that's how it
was. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Was the shock big or was it tolerable?
It was actually not very big, but we both fell down, and I could still remember that. So that's how I was. Okay, and I used to study. And then this happened. My mother took me. This is again first time I went to Nanagaru meeting in Jinnur.
Okay. Yeah, first time
in Jinnur. But this was how I worked my studies. And I went to Nanakara meeting, and we had to go from Kakinada. We've been there like around 1:30-ish, and meeting starts at 2. And we went to the Nanagaru ashram, and we had a lunch there, and then we sat somewhere at the end. And Nanagaru walking past the door from inside to outside, and he said to me, "Come." He said just like this. So I had to get up and went, and then he made me sit right in front of his foot, right there. And I sat there and I started listening to him. The meeting was over and I heard everything. And then we came back home. It was like about 10:30-ish. We came home because we have to come back to Kakinada.
Kakinada, it's a long time.
Yeah. Came back home and we had dinner and then we went and slept. And I could not sleep. And the urge is coming inside me to actually write the meeting down. I don't know why. Oh. I don't even remember anything for one, listening or something. I don't remember nothing. My memory was so bad. I know that. And I had to study a lot to actually remember anything. And this happened, I could not sleep. And my mother was like, I get up and I took white papers. From a bundle of white papers, I took a couple of white papers and I was just searching for a place to sit. And my mother asked me, "What are you doing? You go sleep." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'll sleep. You go and sleep." That's what I said. And then I did margins on 3, 4, 5 sheets. And I started writing the meeting from Priyamain Atma Bandhu Lara, that's how Nanagaru started. I've written down 2 Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi, and I kept it aside. Then I could sleep. And before that, I tried a lot to sleep, and the urge inside me, it's like a vomiting sensation, and my head is heavy. And I could not sleep. My eyes are not closing. And I've written down everything. And I kept it aside and I slept. And I didn't even check it again. My mother checked it again and again. And then she waited until Ramana Bhaskara came. And then she cross-checked. And my mother still says that Ramana Bhaskara also missed few things, which I did not miss in that meeting.
Wow.
Yeah,
amazing.
That's what my mother said many times. We used to have that for many years. I don't know, maybe, somebody took it and people used to take it. And I remember we used to go to Chandrakalanti Satsang. I remember we took it there as well. And it was like an achievement. That's how my mother used to feel. But what Nanagaru did with it? He gave me a memory like Ekasanta Grahi. From that day, even now, if my mother, father, pass through my tuition teachers or my school teachers, my college lecturers or whoever, they say, "Oh my God, what a gem of a girl. She was like a Santagrahi. She just have to come and sit, listen, and that's it. It's right print in the exam." But I was not that.
Wow.
Yeah, I was not that. Because I knew, right? They might not know what
you have.
I have in my
you
head,
know what
yeah?
you are.
I was not that. So with that meeting, that's the transformation happened. Can anyone believe this?
Yes,
I have to witness it. Yeah. This is why Nanagaru urged me to talk to you.
Yeah. So beautiful, Amma. Beautiful.
Unless and until I say this, my gratitude, I don't know. Nanagaru did it because without me studying as much or without me doing as good in education or whatever, I wouldn't have been survived in my life. My life is going to be miserable down the track. He has to transform me here, He has to fix the engine, right? So that, so that the machine will work for a little while. So that was the transformation happened, and she said, to be honest, because after then, I actually do my study, you know, read. After this happened, my diary did not have time probably because I can't see my future. And as Guru, you know, because he's God himself, he can see my future. So I don't have time in my calendar. So I have to listen to the lecture and then see it, write the exam. That's how I should be. Otherwise, I can't survive. And that was the transformation happened probably when I was in 10th standard. Around that. Or maybe first year of intermediate. I don't remember. But that was,
sometime during that time, 10th and 12th.
Somewhere around that. And even now, like those lecturers or teachers, if we go there, they say, you know, oh my God, what a gem of a brain you have. It was not mine, it was gifted. Thanks God. Yeah, it was gifted by Nanagaru. So that is why I had to write that, you know, the whole meeting like that. I mean, but now I didn't know back then. That's why I had to write this, and I'm good. You know, I got this memory and all that. No, I didn't realize. I think maybe we have to grow spiritually a little bit.
I think as you go through in the journey of life, no, like when you move with life and when you look back, you will know why, what has happened. You will not know when it's happening. You will know it later. It generally happens like that for everyone.
So later I realized this is why Nanagaru did this to me. That's it. That was Nanagaru just said this. And I went and sat there. And that's all. No contact, nothing. No contact. So one eye contact, one look is enough. That was the first meeting. One gesture is enough. That was the second meeting.
one look, you felt happiness all around. I mean, you realize that was the first meeting.
One look was enough
to make you taste this happiness, which is devoid of reasoning. And one gesture. To come and sit beside
me. That's the gesture. From
what you say is dumb to a brilliant child.
dumb to a gem. Everyone used to say, oh my God, what a gem of a head. I'm like, oh really? I'm like, you know what I used to say? I used to tell my friends and my sisters, I mean, I remember maybe like, I realized this like 5, 6, 7 years ago. And before that, I used to say my sisters, my own sisters too, like, oh, I actually practiced a lot to sharpen my memory. And my memory became like this because I worked hard through it. No. It was not the case. But that's how I used to give the compliment to me.
So when did you realize that compliment is not for you?
About 5, 6, 7 years ago, I'm like looking back, you know, what all the transformations happened. I don't know, it has to come from within. Nanagaru to tell you one day that
it was not your,
this is what
it
is.
Not just your merit, but it was gifted to you.
gifted to me. So
not only you, everybody, Sunita, actually whatever you're speaking now, it's not a truth to you alone, it is for everybody. That, you know, like whatever we, if you make an effort or anything, it's like, oh, I have done this, I have done so much that I have achieved this today. So it's all centered, egocentric always.
Yeah.
But it's very hard for us to realize that there is a power behind everything. There's an energy behind everything.
Tremendous,
which makes you do things, which makes you act, which makes you speak, which makes you achieve things, is not just you without the grace of the Supreme. To recognize this is an amazing grace, Sunita, because we are mostly self-centered, no? Like always we are self-centered because we experience our body, our mind, our intellect, and attributing it to being us. So to recognize that no, this is not you, it's some power is there behind making you do things which you never even thought you could do. Yeah, there's a force guiding you all through. And
true,
to recognize this is the actual grace. Ante, what I'm trying to tell is, rather than transforming in life from one step to another, behind all this, a grace is guiding you. That recognition that grace is guiding you is the grace. Or else, again, we tend to be self-centered full time.
Always, yeah.
So, to lose your body-bound eye, to lose your identity with your body and your activity and, identification with me, so this me and mine can go little by little away only by the recognition that everything is done with His will. Not just
so
our
the
will.
Same urge I had about like 3-4 days ago to message you.
Okay.
That shows, where is your gratitude? You bloody enjoying all the pleasures. Yeah? Yes. All the pleasures. Whatever I'm doing today, touch wood, whatever I'm doing today, if it's not Nanagaru, touched me and took me into His control, I wouldn't have been here. And my parents wouldn't have been even let me go to Hyderabad, to work. That was how hard it was in my life to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was the urge I had again, like how I write down the whole meeting. So I had the same urge and same, I don't know, where is the gratitude? He was just constantly asking me, where is the gratitude? You're just eating, sleeping, enjoying all the pleasure, It was like that. And then I didn't even think of messaging you. And this urge is coming from me. And at the same time, I was talking to my sister and my mother came into the conference call. And she was asking me, by this time next week, I'll be in India. So you're coming to India next week. Why don't you, being a mother, what she's thinking is you don't have to get up at, midnight. Now it's 12. So you don't have to sit at 12 and, midnight. And do this.
No.
You message Usha that you're coming to India so that we can have a session or
India.
Something like that. So you can explain what happened.
That's a convenient time. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And that's what she said. And at the same time, so she did not know I had the urge, right? So then I realized, no. Right now, right this moment, no later. I was actually driving while I was talking to my sister and my mother, and I pulled over and I messaged you straight away. I don't want to delay it.
Oh.
I messaged you and you said, not tomorrow, day after. Let's do it. And I said, yeah, okay, let's do it. Because I'm leaving from here on the 10th, so I have to work till 10th right through even today, including Sundays, because I'm taking 2 weeks break.
So
that was the same urge I had to actually do this.
Wow, this is so beautiful, Sunita. I don't know how to express this. I feel so good that you have come out on your own by the urge, a push from inside to, make you talk about the transformation that happened in your life and how He's been guiding you. It's so wonderful, you wanting to share it with all of us. Yeah.
It's only a little bit I told you so far. I have
please.
Yeah, so that was the second meeting, the transformation from jump to jump over. And then this was maybe when I was in year 11. And after my year 12, I got married. And I started, I got married and I started getting into the actual family and whatnot. And I used to cry like anything because I'm already jump. I wanted to study. I wanted to become a doctor. I wanted to do this, do that. And my mother, because they have three daughters, they, you know, they wanted to, you know.
So you married off.
Yeah.
You, yeah, what did you do, Amma? What was your education, Nana, like by the time you got married?
No, I studied ICWA Inter when I was in India. And I came here to work for a taxation office. And then I did my master's in professional accounting here while I was studying. It was sponsored by... It was sponsored by the company I worked here when I first came about. I came here 16 years ago.
Oh, to Australia.
Yeah.
So you were married at a very young age.
I was married when I was 16. Yeah.
My God. This is unbelievable. That to your generation.
My daughter is studying fourth year medicine now.
Really?
Yeah.
Your daughter is studying fourth year medicine now?
MBBS, yeah. Fourth year.
How old are you now?
I am 40.
This is unbelievable, my God.
Yeah. So, let's take it from there, you know, because until and unless I finish at least halfway through, I can't even sleep tonight.
No, take your own time, please. We're all enjoying this. And this is a surprise. Surprise gift for all of us from you, huh?
Yeah.
From Managaru, I should say, through you. Yeah.
So, I got married when I was 16 and... Yeah, 16 or 17, I don't remember. 16 maybe, yeah. When I was in plus two, I finished my plus two and I got married. So I got married and I entered into the family life. But as I wanted to study, so yes, I wanted to study medicine. This was my other, another passion. And I could not do because... I had no support to do it, but it's part of journey, which is good. Because you know how Nanagaru always say, God has a better plan. My plan was that. Yeah, God has a better plan. God has a beautiful plan. So why would I become a doctor? No. Because he have a different plan for me. That's okay. All accepted. Yeah. Happy. So... I got married and I entered into the family life and whatnot. And after I got married, it was a big family. Too much of responsibility, a lot of responsibility in very young age, and a lot of financial and family and all. Sorts of struggles started, and it was actually a roller coaster ride, and I forgotten about Nanagaru completely, switched off completely. I have to relate this to a story. That's how I always relate to, you know, how it said there was like maybe there were two yogis. Both are yogis. They both have one gochi each, just whatever they have on their body. Yeah, that's it. And they both used to do sadhana happily. Everything was fine, and they don't have no family, no nothing, no relationships. And one day, one of the swami wants to go to Tirthayat, and you know, a group of people came and took him along with them, and then he had that his gochi, like his cowpin, whatever is not needed for him anymore, so he gifted that to the other person, swami. So now that swami has two.
Okay,
not just his, he have another one. Okay. He started using one and washing the other one and drying it out. Yeah? And rats used to come and, you know, make holes for it. And then they used to started eating it. And, you know, he left with one again.
I mean, I always think, why can't he just be with it, you know? No, because he have other one, right? That's his responsibility to secure it, and he couldn't secure it. And then he used to go into the town and ask people, can I have an extra pochi? Can I have a little piece of cloth so that I can use it? And then people used to give it to him, and then later people started asking, why you come every day and ask for a little piece of cloth? So he explained all the story, and then he happened to get one another each day. And one lady told him, asked him why, what's happening and all that. He explained about the rat story, and then the lady suggested him, instead of asking this, I'll give you a cat so that the rat won't come anymore. And you'll have both, rat won't come anymore, you'll have both of them with you, so you don't have to come and ask this anymore. And then he started go and ask for milk in the town because he have a cat. So started getting the milk. And he was asking milk and getting it. And one lady told him, instead of taking milk, I have an extra cow. Just take it and give him a little bit of, give it a little bit of grass or something, so you get the milk to feed your cat. So he have a cat and he have a cow. And then he had to give grass, right? So he have to go around and ask for grass and, you know, whatever is required for, you know, cow feed and whatever it is, so that, you know, he need to continue giving it some food and all that. And a jamindar or somebody who actually gifted him a piece of land, so that he can grow his own vegetables and, you know, he can grow the grass and all that, so that he can feed the cow and a cat and everything. And he can live on it too. And then he started doing all this, and then he felt sick because he's not getting time to do all this by himself. No. And then somebody told him, instead of you struggle and asking someone's help, you get married. Okay, you get a wife, so he will do. She'll come and cook for you and do all this. And then he had a wife, and then kids, and then family, and a little piece of land become a big acres and acres of land, and one cow does not stop there, and cows after cows after cows, and cats after cats after cats. So he had a big, huge family and a big estate and whatnot.
Properties
and whatnot. By the time the one who went to Tirtha Yatra came back and searching for that, you know, little a tree, and around the tree there'll be a little, you know, what do you call?
A sitting area.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sitting area where they used to sit and sleep.
Yeah.
He could not find that place anywhere. And searching all through the town, and people said, yeah, okay, that yogi is there in that big estate, and you'll see a big bungalow and, you know, wife and kids and all that.
And
so that's how samsaram, yeah? So that's how I entered into samsaram, and I forget about Nanagaru and no other business, only family.
Wow, Sunita, I think it's a huge eye-opener for all the devotees today. Come on, please, go ahead.
So I entered into why you were urged
by Nanagaru and pushed by Nanagaru to tell the satsang, to give us all a big, big lesson with a stick. Carry on.
I entered into this samsaram and, you know, started doing all the household things, what I have to do. Now I have, my husband has one, husband's mother, father and whatnot. But this, in my story, my husband has two mothers, two fathers, everything two. Because he was actually owned by a mother and father, and someone else adopted him. So I had two mother-in-laws, two father-in-laws, and a big this big family here, another big family here. And
I
was so little to take all these responsibilities, you know. It's,
You were in a joint family?
No, but they all lived separately, but in the same house. So to be honest. Under the same roof.
Oh yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah,
under the same roof. So, yeah, I entered into the family, and I still had to study because I'm already jump, so I'm studying while I'm doing all this. So because I had, I wanted to say how the transformation happened and why. So the transformation happened is because I don't have time to actually do my study. I have to go hear the lecture and then remember everything, repeat, and go write the exam. That's how I should be to be able to continue my study. That's why Nanagaru
keeps taking me this. Because you had a lot of responsibility. So
Nanagaru
keeps taking me this. Sunita, I am getting goosebumps when you said this. This is so beautiful, Sunita. It's like, I think Nanagaru wants all of us to understand that even your destiny, we generally know, we say, it's destiny. Okay, destiny is to the body. Destiny is to the body and mind, and you have got, yourself has got nothing to do with this. But even destiny is driven
by the God.
Yeah. And when you understand that it is driven by God and you have nothing to do even with your destiny, this is the ultimate treatment or ultimate teaching a guru can give a disciple or devotee or whatever.
He taught me when I was so young, what other way he can teach me? He taught me like this. So he gave me this gift so that I will still survive. I won't run away, otherwise I will definitely run away from studies and my life would have been misery, anyhow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so understandable, totally understandable.
Because I was Ekasantagrahi, I had to go I had to go listen the lecture and I do my responsibilities, continue with my life and still I could go write exams. And with my dumb brain, I did ICAA inter in just two attempts, not too many attempts, because I was jump. Not anymore. Only while I was doing that. Not anymore. He gave me as a gift. Not anymore. Done and dusted. Only when it's required. It was required back then, and I don't even, why do I have to be jump anymore? No, it was required. He gifted me, and it's done. So I studied my graduation. I studied ICAA inter, and then, as I said, life became misery after misery after misery. And I had days where I could not sleep, and I had days where I probably wouldn't have had my lunch and dinner. And I had days worst to imagine. Yeah. But it was just keep going on and on and on, and I never went back to Nanagaru, to be honest. I mean, I have to tell you the truth. So I've never been to Nanagaru. And then
after your marriage, where were you? Where were you after your marriage?
I was in Kakinada for a little while, and then we went to Hyderabad for a little while, and I studied my SCWA when I was in Hyderabad. And then we came back to Kakinada. So this is all happened. And I had a child when I was 19. Yeah, when I was 19. My daughter, and we are in we moved to Kakinada. And then, as I said, like, it was a financial roller coaster ride, and we had to start a business. Then again, I went to Nanagaru. You know? It was selfishness, actually, but...
Sunita, you have managed to make me cry, huh? Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, it's Nanagaru within you and me, you know. He's giving that inspiration from within, yeah?
Yeah.
So, and yeah, again, I went to Nanagaru to say, this is my, I mean, I would have met a couple of times in the middle, but not so intense, and you know, I don't want to go into the very minute details as well. Let's go to the third, another biggest turn. It was turn, I mean, only going through the curve.
Yeah, I went.
Nanagaru is going to Vizag. So, one of the devotees, I mean, Varalakshmi aunty, if she's in the group as well, she's from Kakinada. So, she took me to Nanagaru. She said, okay, you're going to start a business. Let's go to Nanagaru and take his blessings. Yeah. So, it was purely a selfishness, so I should admit it. So we went, Nanagaru was passing,
You're so beautiful, Sunita. You're so beautiful because you're saying that you went for your selfishness to Nanagaru, and 80% of the devotees came to Nanagaru only for their selfishness, and they never even recognized that they went for their selfishness. And here, you are a 19-year-old, a little girl, just you know, like not even crossed teens, who was put in a lot of, you know, responsibilities at a very young age. And without, you know, having to work at home, you had to do so much work, you had so much of responsibilities, you were studying. And then you think you went for your selfishness, which itself shows how genuinely beautiful you have been.
I don't know, it was another gift which Nanagaru gave me. He used to always tell me, "Enta manchi manasu manidi, Sunita." But it was not manchi manasu. He wanted to gift me with a, you know, beautiful, kind heart, and to make me so transparent, because I don't want to hide nothing, because I wanted to be transparent. Why do I have to hide? It's Nanagaru within and outside. I wanted to see everywhere. So we went to Samalakota. We started to go to Samalakota, and then Valakshmanti called somebody, and they told her that the train is almost reaching Samalakota. We might not able to catch him in Samalakota, and then we took U-turn and we went to Pitapuram.
Okay.
So that it's closest from Kakinada, and by the time the train reaches to Pitapuram, we can actually reach Pitapuram. So we went to Pitapuram, and we jumped into the train, and we explained Nanagaru about everything. Yeah, that this is what I'm going to do and all that. And maybe, I mean, before this, I never had a person-to-person conversation with Nanagaru. This is one word is enough. This is look is over.
Oh, so for the first time, you're having a conversation with Nanagaru. Oh my God. Oh,
one-on-one conversation, to be honest. I mean, I've visited a couple of times when Nanagaru came to Chandrakalanti's house, or, you know, Anant aunty's house or something. I've been actually to a couple of places, but I never had person-to-person conversation. And this is the first time I had person-to-person conversation, because it was about my business, and we went, we explained everything, and then Nanagaru started telling me about this. From now, Sunita, your life will turn. Your life will take so many curves. Every curve will be towards a positive direction, and you'll have a beautiful life ahead, and you'll make lots and lots of money. You'll be rich like ever before, and you'll have no more sleepless nights. You will not have any sleepless nights, and you will not have any more problems, and you will come out of all your stress and struggle, and you'll be happy hereafter. That's what Nanagaru said. So that moment, and also he said a lot of things about what's going to happen in the future. And it won't stop just here. It's only a one of the stepping stones. You will be successful here, but you will see a huge success later down the track. But I did not understand one thing again. So that we asked Nanagaru to come and bless the business, or maybe come for the opening day and all that stuff. And Nanagaru said, okay, you go and ask Chandrakalanti to come and break the coconut and start your business. And it's actually an idea cellular dealership. So ask Chandrakalanti to break the coconut and you start your business. And whenever I have time, I'll just come past and see you there. That's what Nanagaru said. And it was one of the best memories possible, because in that 15 to 20 minutes of journey, Nanagaru mentioned what's going to happen in next 5-10 years maybe, which we cannot realize then and there, right? After the 10 years passed off, I could
Sunita,
recollect.
I mean, this is amazing, Amma. One look, one gesture, and one small communication.
Just one little communication. And this was already discussed as well. This was discussed again in 2015, I remember 2015 or 14. And I went back to Nanagaru and I said, Nanagaru, I could still recollect. It was like 15 minutes of journey from Pitapuram to like the next station. And you told me this is going to happen. And I mean, since then, I am like, I just leaned on him like this. Yeah, I didn't do nothing. To be honest, you don't even believe. After even I come here, I go somewhere, I just do like every other person, I just do whatever I have to do, like a very normal any human being. But what people will say, if people come towards me and say, oh my God, what a great memory you have. I mean, you work like a gem, you know, you don't even take breaks, and you know, everybody takes 15 days to do this, and you do it in 2 days, and you know, you are a wonder by yourself and all that. I'm not that, but people give me a lot of credit and they praise me a lot for the work I'm doing, and I can sense it, I can feel it that I'm not doing it. Yeah, I'm actually not even stressing myself. I used to stress a lot when I was in India, and I used to work a lot and with no, what do you call, with no pleasure of, you know, people complimenting and whatnot. And now, when people are complimenting,
no,
I feel like I'm not doing anything. And Nanagaru said,
when you struggled and did a lot of work, you were never rewarded.
No. And when people rewarding me, it's not even true. I'm not doing anything great. I'm doing like any other human being.
I think Nanagaru has blessed you. You're not the doer.
Yeah.
And it's happening to you very nice. It's so beautiful, Amma.
This is exactly the same conversation I had with Nanagaru. I don't know what is happening, Nanagaru. Wherever I go, you already told me that people will praise me and I get a lot of appraisal by people and I get a lot of money. I get this, I get that. And Nanagaru told me, you will buy a car for your father, Amma. You buy a car for you in India. You buy another one or two, three, four cars in where you live. All this actually, you know, I don't even have a bicycle and Nanagaru is talking about this. Even that money I put in as a deposit for that business back then, it was actually my parents lended me that money. So I don't even have that. I mean, to be honest, I don't even have a bicycle and Nanagaru is telling me this. So, and then this is what I mentioned in 2014, I remember, like, you know, outside shed where Nanagaru, you know, sit and talk.
Nanagaru sit in the shed, yes, yes.
I mentioned this and then Nanagaru said, yes, Sunita, you rightly said that's what Arjuna did as well. He did nothing. He just moved his hands and the battle was already done. And Talakail Narikes Padipayama, already whatever has to happen. I mean, as you rightly said, this is Sunita, Gita Saram Mottam Okate Matlo Chepesavamma Nuvvu. Gita Saram Mottam Okate Matlo Chepesavamma.
Nuvvu Gita Saram Nangatho.
నేనేం చెప్పానంటే నాన్నగారు లైక్ మీకు ఒక 15 మినిట్స్ నేను సామర్లకోటలో పిఠాపురంలో ట్రైన్ ఎక్కి వేరే నెక్స్ట్ స్టేషన్ లో ఎక్కడో దిగాను, ఒక 15 మినిట్స్ పాటు మీరు ఏదైతే చెప్పారో లాస్ట్ 10 ఇయర్స్ నుంచి అది ఎగ్జాక్ట్ గా జరుగుతుందండి. వితౌట్ వితౌట్ మై ఇంటర్ఫీరెన్స్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ కమింగ్ టు మీ అండ్ సేయింగ్ నువ్వు చాలా గొప్ప పని చేస్తావు అంటున్నారు, నువ్వు చేసినంత గొప్పగా పని ప్రపంచంలో ఎవరూ చేయలేరు అంటున్నారు. నేను చూస్తే చదువుకున్న తెలుగు మీడియంలో చదువుకున్నాను నేను, అది ఇది కూడా చెప్పాను నాన్నగారితో, నేను తెలుగు మీడియంలో చదువుకున్నాను నాన్నగారు, నీ అంత బాగా ఇంక ఇక్కడ ఎవరు మా మొత్తం బ్యాచ్ లో ఎవరు పని చేయలేదు అంటున్నారు, నీ అంత బాగా యాన్యువల్ మీటింగ్స్ ఎవరు కండక్ట్ చేయలేరు అంటున్నారు, నీ అంత బాగా పీపుల్ స్కిల్స్ ఎవరికి లేవంటున్నారు. అసలు నేను ఊరికి నేను వెళ్ళి వచ్చేస్తూ ఉంటుంటే నా అకౌంట్ లో డబ్బులు వేసేస్తున్నారు సంబంధం లేకుండా, నాకేంటో ఇదంతా మీరు ఆల్రెడీ చెప్పింది యాజ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ జరుగుతున్నట్టుగా అనిపిస్తున్నాను గారు అని చెప్పాను. సో ఇదేమ్మా గీత సారం సునీత ఒక్క మాటలోనే చెప్పేసావమ్మా, ఇదేమ్మా గీత సారం సునీత కనిపెట్టేసావమ్మా నువ్వు, దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ నాన్నగారు సెట్. నువ్వు చేతులు ఆడించి చాలా అన్నాడు కదమ్మా, నువ్వు చేతులు ఆడించేస్తున్నావు కదమ్మా, చేతులు ఆడిస్తే నీకే వస్తుందమ్మ క్రెడిట్, ఆడించేస్తున్నావు కదమ్మా చేతులు. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ఆల్రెడీ బీన్ ప్రూవెన్ యా, చేతులు నేనే ఆడిస్తున్నాను, చేతులు మాత్రమే నేను ఆడిస్తున్నాను, బట్ ఆ చేతులు ఆడించడం వల్ల క్రెడిట్ నాకే వస్తుంది, మనీ నాకే వస్తుంది, ప్లెజర్ నాకే వస్తుంది. అట్ ది సేమ్ టైమ్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ టచింగ్ మీ అండ్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ ఆస్కింగ్ ఫర్ ఇట్.
అందుకే నానా లైక్ నాన్నగారు ఎప్పుడు చెప్పారు కదా లైక్ వాట్ యు డోంట్ డిజైర్ నీకు వచ్చినా నిన్ను ముట్టుకోదది. You are not desiring anything materialistic in your life. You are just going with the flow of life. You are not desiring anything out of yourself. But things are coming to you. So, any desireless action that you do will not bind you. But if you do it with desire, it could be the same result. Probably the one who desires to do it, put all their efforts and passion and their hard work in it, they will enjoy it. But they'll be bound by it because they'll cling to it. They'll get the feeling that I have achieved so and so. I have done this. I have done that. So when you're attributing it to yourself, again misery starts among. Because as he said, everything is done, already done and dusted.
Yes.
But done and dusted. But if we think that it is me that is doing it, it is because of me that this is happening. Yeah. So, it's like giving up doership and sticking to doership. Now, the whole satsang that you're doing today is amazing, Sunita, because if we work with doership, we get tired.
Yeah.
We get so tired. And people might not be appreciating you because you are egoistic about your achievements. And you will not get the same amount of, unbiased praise to you. And you will have to go through this praise and dispraise or, insult. all these lessons that come to you in your life is because to teach you lessons, to teach you. And here you are, you're set, Kava. It's a lean I am.
Yeah, since I just lean like this, I'm not doing nothing. But to be honest, I have to tell you, I don't have, no one is actually blaming me for anything, you know. Because I am not doing anything. When God is doing it, he does it perfectly. He know where.
Well, absolutely.
The, yeah, he know where this the point is Sunita, and he can put.
Sunita, the beauty of surrender, the beauty of surrender cannot be expressed in words, because every step of your life will be a miracle.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes.
He made my life as a red carpet journey.
Yes. Every devotee who has given up his doership, who has left it to the God, I mean to Guru or God, who does not attribute anything to himself or herself.
Yeah.
It's a carpet, red carpet walk.
Yeah. Red carpet journey, not even walking. I'm just scrolling in there. Just rolling over and happy. And what I'm getting is just happiness. Do whatever I do. I mean, I could have 1-2 millions of loans in my bank. But that's okay. It'll be paid one day. He would have designed for it, no? He actually arranged $1 million, $2 million of loan. That means he would have already arranged for, you know, payment plan as well. I don't know what he want to do. Otherwise, if I pass away in the middle of the journey, that's still okay. I don't know what they want to do, why they gave me the credit. You know, they would have had something with them to give me the credit, yeah? So, yeah, I don't have to bother. My mother always say, you do this and you don't worry about what's happening next and you don't plan and all that stuff, because I don't want to plan. Because my plans won't work. It never worked.
Absolutely. And
it never did. I wanted to become a doctor. It didn't work. I mean, I have to tell you this again. How many things I wanted to do? I wanted to become a doctor. And I got married at the age of 16. And I did not even get a pass-through to go into, like, you know, a medical graduation or whatever it is, because it did not allow me. Yeah. And then, I had to study accounting, But I don't want to be an accountant, I don't want to be an accountant. I don't know if destiny wanted me to be an accountant, but I don't want to be an accountant. And then I started studying something else on the side to become a teacher. Because you always want to do something, no? Like, your brain does not stop. I wanted to be a teacher, and then I studied when my daughter was like 1 year or 2 years. While I was doing all this rubbish, I used to study Montessori training as well, so that I can teach little kids and I can spend my time with all that. I did Montessori training and I passed through it. I had all the certificates and whatnot, but I did not get through it. And then I did my, to enter into BED, to be a teacher, you need to do an exam. And I did that exam as well. And then I wanted to get into BED. But for some reason, on the day I am going to get the admission, it did not happen. For some reason, out of blue moon. And I couldn't become a teacher too. That's what I wanted to do, but no,
Sunita,
it did not
whenever
happen.
Whenever you were making an attempt to become something and it didn't work, how did you feel then?
No, it was. This is what I meant as a misery. My life has been a misery before Nanagaru touched me. This was like in between, you know. I had a look. And a little gesture when I was like 15, 16, everything is over. And from there to I turned 22 something, till then I don't have no connection with Nanagaru. And I used to try all this, everything was a failure, misery.
Failing.
Complete misery. And And whatever I try, whatever I touch was the biggest failure. And then this happened. And
this communication of 15 minutes from Samarlakota.
Yeah. I mean, we had the same conversation again in 2014 with Tanagaru, and he admitted that, yes, this is God's will. This is Amazing. God's will. And this is how it has to happen. And I have all this here. I have a lot of pride coming from people, and people are, you know, praising me and all over the world.
A lot of appreciation.
All this is there in my book. Why would I become a doctor in India? Or why would I become a teacher? No, because this is what God designed me, and I wanted to dump into the shit. No. Nanagaru pulled me out of the shit and washed me and threw me into the flower pot so I could just smell and enjoy. That's it. And even today, whatever I'm doing here, to be honest, I'm not working hard. It's just going, like, as I said, red carpet journey.
You're rolling on it.
Rolling over it, yes. Every day I feel it, I'm rolling over it. And red carpet and full of flowers, and I'm rolling over it. I mean, they could be goods and bads, and, you know, they could be issues, they could be problems, but they're not touching me. Yeah, I don't have no more sorrow.
Yes.
They're not touching me. Because Nanagaru shielded me like this, and I'm in here. So he's covered all through. I still remember Chandrakala aunty used to tell me, I don't have no fear. Ramana Maharshi holding his stick and walking around my house all day and night. Why do I have fear? This is what I heard from Chandrakala aunty. I remember every day and night. This is what happening with me, but it's with Nanagaru. And even when I'm sleeping, Nanagaru is like, yeah, okay, sleep well. Every day in and day out. And because he kept me in a place, I have nothing else to do.
Yeah,
I work, I cook, I eat, and I only say thanks to Nanagaru for everything I'm doing. Mm. What else can I do? And I have no responsibility. From the shit, deep shit, to he put me here where I have zero responsibility, absolutely zero. Because he took me and my daughter into his hands. You don't worry about it. And this has happened. It was just 15 minutes of conversation, and it's over. And that was the third meeting, and one word is enough. So that one word took me to here, to another world. That's happened. And
now today, that one word that has transformed your life and pushed you to give a satsang today. Yeah, of course, you will be sharing further. This satsang was exclusively for all the devotees to understand that it's not the amount of time we have spent with him, the amount of time we've traveled and being in his presence, but his grace touches those who are pure in the heart and will transform them into a gem, a true spiritual gem. It's not a brain gem, it's a spiritual gem. gem.
Same time. I mean, he can pull you inside, right? What else can you do? If he wants to pull you inside, you have no other option to dive in.
Yes. But one thing is so relevant here is you were transparent, Amma. You were very transparent all through.
Yeah, I have to.
You've been very honest with yourself, which is very important.
I don't know. I have nothing to hide because I see Nanagaru in you. Why not? I see Nanagaru is there everywhere. If not, we can't survive like this.
Yes.
I mean, I would have been ended my life. That's how miserable my life was. And I should admit that. So my life was so miserable where I should supposed to end my life. But I mean, no sorrow could even touch me since that 15 minutes journey. There was biggest sorrows, but the sorrow didn't even touch me, not even a drop of a tear.
Yeah, I think because with that 15 minutes conversation, he plucked out the doership. Just plucked
he
it out.
He would have, yeah. He would have plucked the doership out. And he is still plucking little things. Sometimes me, my sisters, when we had little conversation, we used to talk, about a month ago, we were talking about somebody, we had jealousy on that person back then, and we realized ourselves, it's not us, it's Nanagaru within you and me, yeah? So, yeah. When you talk about somebody in your relation or, you know, your family or someone, you talk about somebody and then, deeni koncham power ekkuva. This is how we think, yeah? So it is not that she have ego or she has something else. It's of a jealousy that, you know, she's probably doing good or she's probably happier than us. Or she's probably having better husband than me and you or something. Is it jealousy? You know, jealousy in you.
Yeah, inherently inherently there'll be something hiding inside which will probe it to, gossip.
And then we realized lately, it was actually, we were talking about this lady, it's our jealousy. Okay, Nanagaru want to show us that what a shitty head you have. You have jealousy in your head and you are talking about Nanagaru, Guru, and then doership and then all this, and you're not following nothing. And then, to be honest with you, I still get goosebumps again. Me and my sister, while we were talking, it just came out of the head, and that's it. Since then, whenever we get some person's conversation, like, I'm not jealousy about anybody. I'm so happy and they're happy, and I want to see everybody happy.
Happy.
So that jealousy was like burnt and gone out. So Nanagaru sometimes say, no, I show your weakness, I lift it up, show it and burn.
And burn it up.
So that you can literally witness every single day. Little things come out of you and then he burned that little thing out of you, so it's not there anymore. It won't come again. So
you are a pure example. You are a pure example of his grace, Ra. I mean, so proud to have this session with you. Okay? Because it's so wonderful.
It is all grace of Nanagaru.
It's so effortless. It's effortless grace. Huh? I mean, you become so effortless in your grace. So
effortless. That's how he worked through Ushagaru. I mean, I have to admit this. You know, if I can't even show gratitude to what Nanagaru did, then there is no use of this bloody life, actually. This is not supposed to be here.
I totally accept this. And that's the very reason we are here on Sundays. Because, initially even we were like, what do we speak? I mean, see, we are not here in his position because he is a master, he is the supreme. And here we are still in our journey. Okay, so what do we do? What do we really do? How do we work for Nana? But at the same time, we can just be grateful and just share what he has done in our lives.
Just a little gratitude.
Show your gratitude by sharing what he has done to you. And remember him more and more. Remember him.
Remember what he has done
to you all your life. And how much effort he made to make us effortless.
True. Yeah. So that was the fourth meeting. And then third, one little conversation. And then fourth meeting, he came to our showroom. He just, we had a phone call from, we had a phone call from Nanagaru. Ramchandra Garu said, like, next week, such and such day, we are coming to Kakinada, so Nanagaru wanted to visit your showroom and all that. And then Nanagaru came, and this is another life transformation. Oh my God, every single step of the way. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how many I can go across, but I will try my best. So yeah. This is another step. He came to the showroom and he checked everything and he blessed everything. He blessed our staff and he blessed us, everything. And then he made my husband sit in a chair. Yeah, he have a basket full of rose petals and all that, which we got for Nanagaru to, you know, for his way and all that stuff. We've got garlands and all that. He took his garland off and he put it onto my husband.
On your husband, yeah.
And then he took a basket full of petals, rose petals, and then he started putting the basket here, and then he pray him with the flower, rose petals, and they fall over. My husband, he did it to my husband, Nanagaru.
Really?
Right? Yeah. And I tell you why he had to do this as well. There is a connection for everything. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
He made me a jump because I had to do something. Yeah? He did this because he had to do something. I tell you. And he put it on his head. They're falling over, putting it again, again and again and again. He would have repeated for 20, 30 times.
Oh my
and
God.
And like staring at him.
Almost the basket full of petals he was trying to put on your husband's
yeah,
head.
Yeah, he was praying, okay. But putting the basket right here and then putting it back. And they're falling off and he's putting it back. And we were like, he doesn't even like my husband. As a person, he doesn't even like gurus or anything. He doesn't believe a human being to be a guru
or a god, yes. Yeah, yeah,
or a god. Yeah, yeah. And to believe such kind of things, he always used to scold, like, you know, why you ladies go around, people like this and all that, which I don't want to discuss.
It's understood because I think many women, many of them, underwent this problem.
Yeah. So I don't want to discuss all this because this is
it's
out
not
of
required.
Yeah, it's not
in the
required.
Society.
So this
it's
is
in the
all
society
happened.
Also, and also the level of ignorance is so high, Amma. As you said, no, he has to reveal it to us, or else it's not our little brains, our little egos cannot understand huge divine power. Yeah.
True. If we still think that he is a human, then there is no point we talking about this. He is not a human. He is God himself. Yes. If he is not God himself, he can't do all this to transform
with
someone's
touch,
life. One person.
With one touch, one word, and one conversation, it will not transform your life.
No, impossible. Not even possible to imagine. My husband is sitting in the chair like this. Nanagaru is standing right in front of him. And I was there. Yeah, I was standing there. So eye contact to me, not to him.
Oh.
Yeah, praying to him.
Okay.
Yeah? Eye contact to me.
Oh.
And he was nodding his head. And nodding his head like this. Like this. Like this, we have just a human eyes. What do we understand?
Yeah,
we didn't understand nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw, and then what my thinking was saying, Nanagaru is changing him to a better human being. From tomorrow, he'll be a beautiful human being. that was the imagination is going in my head, and this was happened. And after this episode, Nanagaru stayed for a little while. We got tea from home and then he took a tea and he did not come to my... We didn't invite him to come to my house because my husband might not like it. And we didn't invite... my mother would have invited him, but he did not come. He want to go somewhere else from there. So this was happened. It's all over. And this was a look. This was another look to me. But I did not understand what was it.
Yeah.
I did not understand nothing. So it's over. And then after like after this happened, about 15-20 days later, me and my mother went to Jinnur. Just like a normal, we get a normal little visit. Bit of time, and we went to Jinnur. And we went to Jinnur, Nanagari used to sit, you know, outside and talk, you know, people from surrounding places, they used to come and sit. And we went around 2 o'clock-ish, so that's why we went as well, so that we can spend a couple hours sometime there and come back. So we went there, and then Nanagaru said, once whatever conversation had to happen, it's finished. Then Nanagaru said, everyone, okay, you all go. Kakinada nunchi vachina vallu matram undandi amma maatladali migitha vallu ellipondi. This is what Nanagaru said. So Kakinada nunchi only me and my mother. So we stayed, and Nanagaru went inside and came back and with a diary in his hand, went inside and came back with a diary inside, and asked Ramchandra Rajgaru. Ramchandra Rajgaru, chudandi next month lo gaani, 5 month lo gaani maniki emem meetings unnayo. This is what Nanagaru said. And Ramchandra Rajgaru checked everywhere, and then he checked this and this dates and all that, and then Nanagaru told me, Sunita, mee intiki vaddam anukuntunnanamma nenu. My aunt.
Sweet, sweet, very sweet.
Okay, mee intiki vaddam anukuntunnanamma nenu. I was shocked because I can't convince my husband, no way.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I was like shocked. And again he said, mee intiki vaddam anukuntunnanamma, vacho potundi bonchesi veltanamma. This is what Nanagaru said. But I want to put same words in front of you instead of translating in English, because wow, that's how I get the real sense.
That's how
of
he
it
spoke. Yes.
So me intiki vachi oka potundi bonchesi veltanamma. This is what Nanagaru said. I'm shocked, because I never wanted to ask him. And yes, I never had any more conversation except that 15 minutes. I never had any more conversation with Nanagaru. And then what I did is, I put my mother in front. And then, yeah, Nanagaru, maa ammallu akkade untarandi daggarlo, maa intu nunchi 15 nimishalu dooram. Maa ammallu intu vadrugaanandi. That's what I said. I put my mother in front. Because what else can I say? He is God himself. And asking me that I'll come to your house. And I don't have a right to make a decision there.
Yeah.
I don't have any, like, it's a personal thing. But I want to mention, I don't want to hide nothing. Because there's nothing you could hide. This is just a movie, yeah? Cinema, yeah. Already pieces in cinema, right? So, what do you hide? Yeah?
Awesome, Mama Sunita. I totally appreciate this session of yours. So beautifully, truthfully honest, and taking it as a cinema. I mean, you're able to, you know, like, you're doing this as a witness rather than being attached to your role. This is amazing. You are a witness to it, and yes, we are a witness to it now. So if we could only witness everything as a cinema, if we could only witness the entire destiny as cinema and take Nana words alone as truth and Nana alone to be the truth, I think, as you said, it's only a roller. It's not the roller coaster of life. It is rolling in the bed of rose petals.
Rolling in the red carpet.
The red carpet straight into your heart, straight into his heart. I mean,
so as Nanagaru said many times,
you said you are in his shell. You are in his heart.
Yeah, I had to come to that story before we finished the session. I had to tell you why I'm saying that I'm in the shell. This is another biggest transformation he did in my life.
Okay.
So. And I put my mother in front,
నాన్నగారు మా అమ్మగారు వాళ్ళు కరెక్ట్ మా ఇంటి దగ్గర నుంచి 15 నిమిషాల దూరంలో ఉంటారు అంటే అండి, డైరెక్ట్ మన అక్కడికి వెళ్ళిపోదాం అండి. ఐఎమ్ యాక్చువల్లీ పుషింగ్ హిమ్ దేర్, డైరెక్ట్ మన అక్కడికి వెళ్ళిపోదాం అండి. అండ్ అక్కడ నుంచి మీరు మా ఇల్లు చూసి ఇల్లు చూడటానికి భోజనం చేయడానికి మా ఇంటికి రావద్దని
ఇండైరెక్ట్ గా చెప్పావు.
ఇండైరెక్ట్ గా చెప్పేశాను. Hey, I mean, like, because it was, I mean, maybe it is God himself. Let whatever happen to happen, and why can't I just let him come? This is not my attitude, you know. My attitude was, I don't want to lose my husband. I don't want to fight with him, you know. I don't want to do something against him, you know.
I know, it's natural, Amma Sunita. That's okay. I mean, it's very, very natural, isn't it? That when somebody does not like it, and being your spouse, it is also your responsibility to, you know, like,
to
play
yeah.
the part of, yeah, yeah. I and mean, it's totally, totally genuine, yeah.
Yeah, and Anagaru said, Nenu, mi ammagar intiki veltananantledu, mi intiki vastananantunnanu, neeku arthamavutunda, mi intiki vastananantunnanu, mi inti daggara bhojanam chesi, neeku emaina kudurthe meeting kuda pedadam anukuntunnanu. This, like, firm.
Oh, wow.
Firm. Very firm. Mad on the meeting?
You were on the meeting, Berda.
Mad me the Padimandin Kucha Berda. Ah, Nanagaru always wanted to teach, right? He doesn't want to come to your home to
yeah, yeah.
and go, yeah?
Never,
he wants to
yes,
teach.
Yes, yes. If he is coming,
teach
he's teaching.
His heart
yes,
out,
yes,
yeah?
Yes.
I was like, he didn't give me an option. I was like, I was looking at my mother's face. I'm like looking at her, like she's okay. Kangar bad. My mother like, okay, kangar bad.
Don't worry, it's okay, Nanagaru. We'll take care.
And my mother said, okay, Nanagaru. Arrange chestamandi. Meeting kaithe. మా ఏపీఎస్పి కళ్యాణ మండపం ఉంటుంది, అక్కడ అరేంజ్ చేద్దామండి. మీటింగ్ మేము అరేంజ్ చేస్తాంలేండి, వాళ్ళ ఇంటికే వద్దురు కానీ అని. దట్స్ వాట్ మై మదర్ సెడ్. సో ఐ కాన్ కన్విన్స్, మేబీ షీ క్యాన్. దట్స్ వాట్ ఐ థాట్, మేబీ షీ క్యాన్ కన్విన్స్. లెట్ హర్ టేక్ ఇట్. యా, అండ్ దెన్ వీ యాక్సెప్టెడ్. అండ్ నాన్నగారు సెడ్ సచ్ అండ్ సచ్ డేట్ 17th of December 2006. Yeah, 17th of December 2006. And Nanagaru said to write that down in diary. And ఇది మన రమణ భాస్కర్ లో కూడా వచ్చేస్తుందమ్మా, భక్తులందరికీ తెలియజేసేద్దాం. మీరు కళ్యాణ మండపం అంటున్నారు కాబట్టి రమణ భాస్కర్ లో వచ్చేస్తుంది, దాన్ని బట్టి అరేంజ్మెంట్లు చేసుకోండి. దట్స్ వాట్ నాన్నగారు సెట్. అండ్ దెన్ వీ వెంట్ బ్యాక్.
జనరల్ గా మీటింగ్స్ పెట్టుకుని అందరూ అడుగుతారు నాన్నగారిని, నాన్నగారు డిసైడెడ్ హిస్ మీటింగ్ ఎట్ యువర్ ప్లేస్ అండ్ గేవ్ యు ది
యా దేర్ వాస్ అనదర్ థింగ్ హి వాంటెడ్ టు చేంజ్ దేర్ యు నో దేర్ వాస్ అనదర్ టర్న్ సో
ఇట్ వాస్ అనదర్ హ్యూజ్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ పాయింట్ ఓకే
సో
యు ఆర్ మేకింగ్ ది మూవీ క్వైట్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్
యా వి యాక్సెప్టెడ్ అండ్ ఇట్ కేమ్ ఇన్ రమణ భాస్కర్ అండ్ మై మదర్ అండ్ ఫాదర్ ట్రై టు కన్విన్స్ మై హస్బెండ్ దట్ you know Nanagaru wants to come here and it's like they would have put it across to him saying we did not invited, he wanted to come, we couldn't say no or something like that, whatever they have to say they said. So Nanagaru is coming and before the meeting again Nanagaru told me you come at least 10-15 days before the meeting, we will discuss little bit more.
Okay.
And me, my mother again, we went back and he did not talk to me, nothing. He was talking, addressing everybody. We sat and this is another look. He is just giving me eye contact. He was talking to everybody there and he is only giving me eye contact. Whoever he is talking to, the eye contact is me.
It's for you.
And I actually cried my heart out. I don't know why. Mm. I cried my heart out and I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
and it's just blowing out and out and out and out. and I went wet all over and I cried my heart out and that's it. No conversation. So, 17th tarikhana osnaamma, anni siddhanga unnaam kada, that's what he said. Yeah, we nodded the head and then we went back. So, he filled me with a lot of strength, or I don't know what he filled me with. This is
immediate
why
empty.
I say, yeah,
he made, you, why I, he made you empty of yourself.
I don't know. Whether he made me empty of myself or he gave me a strength, I don't know what he did. Okay.
Because
like 17th of December, Nanagaru has to come.
Because Sunita, these experiences, I had many, and it took me a lot of while to understand that I was growing more and more empty because he took it all out. Whatever was hindering you or whatever was on his, between you and him was getting washed away.
Washed away.
It's so for all the devotees in his presence. Not like most. I mean, whoever experienced this, it was that. Yeah. And we can take it anyway because the more and more you become empty, the more and more you become a channel of him, and it's no more you, yours, or your dealing.
True.
Because he's dealing it. Yeah. Absolute beauty, Amma. Yeah,
So that big day is going to come in a week. So on 17th of December, Nanagaru is supposed to come. And maybe on 10th or 11th, my husband packed his bags. Couple of all his clothes in the suitcase and the house documents, whatever is his belongings and whatever money he kept in wardrobes or whatever, I left with a zero. I left completely with the zero. There's nothing inside the house and like the house is there, but you know, whatever groceries and stuff, they're all there. But he packed his bags and both my sisters are cleaning the house because Nanagaru is coming, cleaning the house and tidying up everything and, you know, and rewashing each and everything because Nanagaru is coming in a week's time. And he told, my husband told both of them, I am going. I don't know when I come back or not. That's it. He just walked off. Right?
My God. My
yeah,
God.
He just walked off. I mean, I don't want to hide nothing, yeah? He just walked off. And this is what why Nanagaru probably prayed him, like, did all these pedals, and I don't know what he inspired by, and I don't know what happened, because it's God will. How do you understand?
We do
even
not
how
know.
This,
you don't,
so many
no,
prayers,
you don't,
I don't even understand why.
Yes, we can't, yeah. And right, not necessarily also. I don't think we need to understand also because
yeah,
let it be whatever he's willing
to
do. We are
enjoying the journey, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
Instead of
absolutely,
waiting for
absolutely.
The destination, this journey itself is beautiful,
it.
Full
yes,
of goosebumps.
Yes.
So he packed his bags and walked off.
Yeah.
And when I came home, my sister said he just walked off and he said he probably come back. And we all were thinking, maybe Nanagaru is coming, that's why he walked off. We'll come back later, maybe after a week time or something, because he's not interested or he's not happy that, you know, we're doing something against him or something like that.
Okay.
And we didn't felt any sad. Maybe my mother, father would have, but me, I didn't feel sad. I didn't feel
because I was
full of happiness. I was filled with happiness that Nanagaru is coming. It's like excitement. Though I'm trying to push him to my mother's house, he still wanted to come to my house. So I'm like full of excitement. And I did not spend one penny for his visit. I did not spend one penny. Every penny has been spent by my father and mother. But pleasure came to me, all the pleasure. Mm. So this is what the God's will, you know. God have decided something better for me. He decided to enjoy the. He decided me to enjoy the pleasure.
Happiness is for Sunita. Okay.
Happiness is only for Sunita, and money can be spent by anybody.
From the first look in Arunachala, happiness only
yes,
for Sunita.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, from the day one. So he came,
And Nanagaru came, and that fine day came on 17th, and you know, we had nice satsang, and everything went really, really well. And I did not discuss anything. See, I don't know why, because whatever I had to talk, because I had a lot of doubts when I was a child, right? I used to talk a lot, and I used to ask doubts to everybody, including my teachers and my daddy. I frustrated everybody with my doubts. Everything is a doubt. And since I met Nanagaru, I have no doubts. I mean, he never let me open my mouth. When I go see him, that's it. Never opened my mouth. He just asked question and he give answer. No questions asked ever. Right, so that was okay. He came and I don't know. Sorry. So
beautiful, Amma.
It all went so well. You know, my parents did Pada Puja and all that, and we arranged the satsang. Satsang went really, really well, and he stayed for that night. No. After meeting, I think he had dinner and he went to Vaisala, I think. Yeah. I remember Shyamala aunty came and took him from there, I think.
Oh, okay. To take
him back from there. So, this is what happened. And then I think Nanagaru would have gone back to Jinnur. And I have no clue. And again, I had this urge. This urge is like after 2-3 days, you know, when we see Nanagaru, we fill of, you know, like yeah, what do you so call that kind of pleasure? And I call it like, you know, mattu. Like
trance.
Every time.
It's called trance.
Yeah. The kind of trance we go to, yeah. Every time we see Nanagaru, it stays for like a couple of days,
yes,
to three
yes,
days, to four yes. days, to 5 days. So the more frequently we see him, you know, that stays for a little bit longer.
You have no choice. You run in trance, that's all.
Yeah. So that I'm still in that trance. I'm not out of the trance yet. I'm in that period. So it's probably 3 days or 4 days after this meeting. Yeah. I had this urge again. This urge like I could not sleep all night. And normally I get up early and I go to, you know, my own business, the showroom. I go there about 9 o'clock or something. On that day, I couldn't get up because I did not sleep all night, and I get up late or something. I did not want to eat or drink anything. I just had a coffee. And then I just went to the showroom. I went there by about 10, 11 o'clock. And then my staff is actually moving the car backwards. They want to go somewhere. They're moving the car backwards, and I parked my bike there. And I'm like, where are you going? They said, we are going to Rawalpalam. Okay, let me jump in the car. I don't want to go inside the showroom. I don't know why I said that. I jumped in the car. We went to Rawalpalam. There were another 3 people there in the car and me, 4 people. We went to Rawalpalam. Whatever they have to do, they went inside somewhere. I was just sitting in the car. And whatever they had to do, there's nothing happened there. Their whatever their business transaction or whatever they had to do, it didn't go well.
Came back.
Okay. Yeah, they just went, but it didn't happen. They just came back in 5 minutes. They went into that office and came back in 5 minutes and said, oh, my God. It didn't work out, so we have to go back. And I'm like, it didn't work out. I was happy because I was urged. Actually, that urge to see Nanagaru is still there. You know, it's burning.
Oh,
and I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink. I couldn't sleep. And I said, do you mind? I want to go to Jinnur.
And they like they searched in GPS and they're like, yeah, okay, we have nothing to do anyway. This didn't work out. Let's go. How long do you need? They said, I just go for like 5-10 minutes. I spend there because it's not actually an arranged or anything.
Yeah.
If we'll look I didn't even want to call and check if Nanagaru is there, you know,
is there or not.
Because this urge is pushing. That bad. So I didn't call nobody. No, I didn't check as well. Otherwise, normally I used to call Ramchandra Rajgaru. I never used to call Nanagaru. Never. Nanagaru told himself many times to call him, but it never happened in my whole life. Not even once. I don't know why. I mean, everybody's maybe life is different.
No, maybe that's a huge respect you have for him, Amma. It's subtle. I mean, like, you can't express this in words. I call Nanagaru also very little because it's so much in the heart. Basically, when you get his guidance in your heart, when it's heart-to-heart talk always, okay, true. There is a lot of conversation going on with him, but when it comes to your personal spiritual growth, it's heart-to-heart only, most
of
the time.
Inside, yes.
So you don't have to really call and disturb either. And true. I think I mean, it's his grace that he says, you call me. But at the same time, you don't require it.
No. Even after I came here, he used to take my number, my phone number, and he used to always say, you call me, Ma. Call and ask me if you have anything to ask. But he never, from within, he never gave me an opportunity to call him because call he used me. To answer here itself,
everything.
Right here, right now.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, this urge is burning within me and I couldn't, and I didn't even call Ramchandra Rajgaru to check if Nanagaru is there because I wanted to see, like, okay, what I was thinking is, you know, sometimes you pass through the temple and you just say, you know, you don't know whether the God is inside or not, you know, that's what I was thinking. I just go and then if Nanagaru is not there, that's okay, I just... thanks for, making my life so beautiful. I just thank from within and I come back, you know, because I have to anyway go back with empty hands and rather I go there. That's what the urge was. I didn't actually wanted to see Nanagaru. I wanted to go there and see the temple.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that kind of an urge.
Beautiful,
These people said, okay, let's go. You only take 5-10 minutes, so it's 11:30. We go there by 1 o'clock, 1:30-ish. And then after you finish, we come out and we go have lunch somewhere and we come back. That's what the plan was. I went there. It's about 1 to 1:30 time. Those little gates outside, right?
Yeah,
those gates are little bit open. They're not fully open. They're like little bit open. This car was parked on the side road and I just walked into that little way and then when I saw the door was little bit open. And I was just stepping in there. Nanagaru opened the main door. He just opened the main door and he walking down to the stairs. You know, and that was the old house. He was talking down to the stairs and he said, Sunita, vachesavamma? Ninnati nunchi edur chustunnanamma nenu, nee vastavani. Ninnati nunchi? Ee roju madhyanam nunchi nidra kuda pattatledamma, edur chustunnanu neeku solution ivvakunda vachesanantamma nenu. He just walked down and he took my hand like this and he took me inside.
Oh, beautiful. Oh.
He took me inside. So this is the biggest turn in my life. He took me inside. He sat in a little chair and he let me sit right in front of his foot. And I was just sitting little bit aside. He's like, come close.
Yeah.
And I was just came like little closure. Come close. He said, He made me sit very close.
Right next to him.
His knees
his knees are literally touching me. That close, I said. And that was the first time ever I could actually, you know, push myself to sit that close, because I always wanted to stand little away and, you know,
just enjoy and come back.
Enjoy and come back. What else we expect? We don't expect all this. This is too much of pleasure.
It's not pleasure. It's bliss.
Bliss. Yeah, it's bliss. True. Yeah, and he made me sit too close to his knees. Too close. So when I was sitting, I'm like, I'm just holding my legs like this because I don't want my legs to touch him.
Yeah.
I was that close. And this hand, he did not leave this hand. This hand is like this all through. So one hand he hold me like this. Another hand he put on my head. And I am honestly saying, I spent with him for 1.5 hours to 2 hours, which I did not know. I was just sitting right there for 1.5 hours to 2 hours. Nobody is there.
Hello? Hello, Madhavi, stuck in the ma?
లేదు ఇంకా బాగుంది, డిస్టర్బెన్స్ వస్తుంది కొంచెం మీ దగ్గర నుంచేమో, కానీ బాగుంది.
సునీత కంటిన్యూ చేయమ్మా.
యా సునీత, మీరు చెప్పండి. యు కంటిన్యూ ప్లీజ్.
ఓకే, కెన్ యు హియర్ మీ ఉషా గారు?
యా యా, వి ఐ కెన్ హియర్ యు.
ఓకే,
ఐ కెన్ హియర్ యు ఆల్సో.
యా ఓకే, సో ఐ డోంట్ రిమెంబర్ నథింగ్ దెన్ అండ్ దేర్. దేర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ఫ్యూ వర్డ్స్ ఐ కుడ్ రిమెంబర్. But Nanagaru was talk. I mean, it was a pure one-on-one conversation for 1.5 hours to 2 hours.
Wow!
1.5 to 2 hours, which I did not know until I come out, and these guys were. You said only 5 to 10 minutes, and what are you doing inside? And we don't know where to come. Huh. You know, because they don't even know the house, because they parked on the side road. They don't even know which house I entered into, you know, they were just waiting for
me. Okay.
And this conversation was like, I have to tell you in Telugu for sure, because I don't want to translate. This is right from his mouth. It's the whole Bhagavad Gita, it's the whole Bhagavad Gita, and I don't want to translate it.
Nanagaru. Please.
కష్టంలోని సుఖంలోని నేను నీకు తోడుగా ఉంటానమ్మా. కష్టంలోని సుఖంలోని నేను నీకు అండగా నిలబడతానమ్మా. నీకు ఎవరు కావాలి ఇంకా? నీకు ఎవరు కావాలి ఇంకా? ఒకరు ఉన్నారని ఒకరు లేరని లైఫ్ ఇక్కడతో ఆగిపోదు. అండ్ దిస్ నీ శరీరం ఏదైతే నువ్వు నిజం అనుకుంటున్నావో అదే నిజం కానప్పుడు ఈ శరీరంతో వచ్చిన కనెక్షన్స్ కూడా నిజం కాదు. ఈ శరీరం కోసం వచ్చిన కనెక్షన్స్ కూడా నిజం కాదు. ఈ శరీరం లోపల నుంచి వచ్చిన కనెక్షన్స్ కూడా నిజం కాదు. సో వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ మీ. నాన్నగారు, నేను ఒక్కటే నిజం, మిగతావన్నీ అబద్ధం. నీకు అర్థమవుతుందా సునీత? నేను ఒక్కటే నిజం, నేను నీకు తోడుగా ఉంటాను. నేను నీకు తోడుగా ఉన్నప్పుడు నువ్వు లేవని నీకు తెలిసిపోతుంది. నువ్వు లేవు అనే నిజం నీకు తెలిసే వరకు నిన్ను వెంట పట్టుకుని ఉండడానికే నేను భూమి మీదకి వచ్చాను. నేను భూమి మీదకి వచ్చిన కారణం నువ్వు లేదనే నిజం నీకు కనిపించే వరకు నీ వెంట పడి ఉండడానికే. గట్టిగా. అండ్ హీ వాజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ హీ స్పోక్ టు మీ ఫర్ 1.5 hours టు 2 hours, రైట్? అండ్ ఎట్ ది ఎండ్, సునీత, ఇవన్నీ నీకు ఇప్పుడు గుర్తుండకపోవచ్చు, కానీ జీవితంలో ఎప్పుడెప్పుడు ఏదైతే అవసరం పడుతుందో అది అప్పుడప్పుడు గుర్తు చేసే బాధ్యత కూడా నాదే.
మరి ఎన్ని రోజులు నువ్వు షేర్ చేద్దామని ఎప్పుడు ఎప్పుడు అర్థం కాలేదు.
ఎప్పుడెప్పుడు నీకు జీవితంలో ఏది ఏది అవసరం పడుతుందో ఆ మాటలన్నీ నీకు ఇప్పుడే చెప్పేస్తున్నాను సునీత, గుర్తు చేసే బాధ్యత మళ్ళీ నాదే. నీ బాధ్యత నేను ఎలా తీసుకుంటున్నానంటే ఈ రోజు నుంచి నీ బాధ్యత అనేది నీకు ఇంకొకటి లేదు. నో మోర్ రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ ఫ్రమ్ రైట్ దిస్ మోమెంట్. నీ బాధ్యతలు మొత్తం నేనే తీసుకుంటున్నాను. నీ కష్టంలోని సుఖంలో నీకు తోడుగా ఉంటానని నీకు ఇక్కడ ప్రమాణం చేస్తున్నాను సునీత. దిస్ వాజ్ అ ప్రామిస్, దట్ వాజ్ అ ప్రామిస్ హీ మేడ్ టు మీ. Yes, he is still doing it from the bottom of my heart. I'm not doing anything right this moment. It's just going in a flow, just right with his grace, nothing else. He took me from here to there. అవసరం వచ్చినప్పుడు ప్రతి మాట ఆయనే గుర్తు చేస్తున్నారు, అది బయటకు వస్తుంది. అండ్ ఇట్స్ కమింగ్ ఇన్ టు ది యాక్షన్ అండ్ ది రిజల్ట్ ఈస్ కమింగ్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ టచింగ్ మీ. నేదర్ ద రిజల్ట్ నార్ ద వర్క్. అండ్ ఎట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ద కన్వర్సేషన్ he got a tea from inside. He went inside, he got a cup of tea. That was his tea that's supposed to go to him. And ninna hrudayamloki teesukunnan Sunita, nu ee tea tagisi intiki vellipo. సారీ సార్, నిన్న హృదయంలోకి తీసేసుకున్నాను సునీత, నువ్వు ఈ టీ తాగేసి ఇంటికి వెళ్ళిపో. అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ మినిట్ ఐ డిడ్ హ్యావ్ టు డూ నథింగ్ అండ్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ కమింగ్ ఇన్ టు మై వే. లైక్ ఇఫ్ ఐ హ్యాడ్ టు గెట్ సంథింగ్ ఇట్స్ జస్ట్ కమింగ్ ఇన్ టు మై వే. ఐ నీడ్ టు జస్ట్ టచ్ ఇట్ అండ్ ఇట్ జస్ట్ ద వర్క్ ఈస్ డన్ అండ్ ద రిజల్ట్ ఈస్ కమింగ్ ఇన్ టు మై పాకెట్ with no action. I mean, maybe the action is happening, but with not my interference, it's just the divine interference. And this was the biggest turning point in my life. Right from that moment, my life has become like with no, as I said, it's holding me like this. It's a shield in me, because I am just lean, because I have no other option to lean on him, because he's taken my responsibility. He's taken my responsibility.
Earlier it was leaning, it's now no more you.
No, he took my responsibility.
అప్పుడు ఉన్నావు ఆయన, ఉన్నావు ఆయన మీద జారబడ్డావు, ఇంక జారబడ్డానికి సునీతను తీసేశారు. ఓ మ్యాన్,
హృదయంలోకి తీసేసుకుంటున్నాను సునీత. దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ నాన్నగారు సార్. ఎస్, ఐ కాన్ ఈవెన్ సే దట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ మై హార్ట్. హీ సెడ్ ఐఎమ్ ఇన్ హిస్ హార్ట్. సో యా,
ఆ భేదం లేదమ్మా. ఐ మీన్ లైక్ అట్ దట్ స్టేజ్ దిస్ నథింగ్ లైక్ హీ అండ్ యూ ఎనీమోర్,
నథింగ్ ఎల్స్. నువ్వు ఈ టీ తాగేసి ఇంటికి వెళ్ళిపోమ్మా. And I mean that నా ఉద్దేశంలో నువ్వు ఈ టీ తాగి ఇంటికి వెళ్ళిపో, ఇంకా నీకేం పని లేదు, మిగతా మొత్తం పని నేనే చేస్తాను, నోరు మూసుకొని కూర్చో. దట్స్ వాట్ హీ సెడ్. టీ తాగేసి నోరు మూసేసుకో.
సత్సంగంలో నోతారు
అంతే, దట్స్ ఇట్. ఐ మీన్ సమ్టైమ్స్ ఐ టాక్, ఐ మీన్ సమ్టైమ్స్ ఐ గెట్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అర్జ్ అండ్ ఐ కాల్ మై సిస్టర్ ఆర్ మై మదర్.
it's not like you talk anymore. Endukante I mean inka ayan heart lo unnapudu hrudayam naluku hrudayam lo unnapudu you speak what you have to speak ante, as simple as that ante. I mean it's no more you, Sunita. I mean it's understood. I mean this whole session is understood step wise progressively. He has engulfed you and made you a channel for him. Absolutely no doubt about this because it's so clear.
And then he said, మీ మదర్ అండ్ ఫాదర్ వచ్చి నా దగ్గర చెప్పారమ్మా ఇలాగా మీ హస్బెండ్ సూట్ కేస్ సర్దుకొని వెళ్ళిపోయాడని. దట్స్ ఓకే. ఆనంద్ సముద్రంలోకి, శాంతి సముద్రంలోకి నీతో పాటు డైవ్ చేయడానికి వాడి దగ్గర లైఫ్ జాకెట్ లేదమ్మా. లైఫ్ జాకెట్ నాన్నగారు bother about all this nonsense.
He never came back?
No, never. That's it. Done and dusted. He took me off my life. That's what Nanugaru did.
Incredible journey, Sunita. I mean, this is the first time ever among devotees and hearing something like this. I mean,
the whole world would have think that what is the stone of a heart she had, you know, she never bothered and she just like, you know, moving with, you know, never tried to go get connected and, you know, all this. But I never needed anymore. And Nanagaru said this, like, Ananda Sagaran Loki, Santi Sagaran Loki, I need to repeat it. Neetho part dive chedanki, vadadegir life jacket ledamma. Have a life jacket to dive in. Then what do? I can't give him a life jacket, maybe.
Wow. Abhutam Rasulita. I mean, like, this is the best session so far. Huh? I mean, like, unbelievable, Amma.
This has happened. Yes. And what, I mean, is there anything God cannot do in the world?
There's nothing God cannot do, but what he has done to Sunita is Bible itself.
it's a book by itself. I mean, every single day he's still teaching me a lot of things. I mean, what Nanagaru said is, about my first one look, he also mentioned, I mean, later down the track he mentioned, నీకు అయిన అనుభవం నిజమే, కానీ అది నిలబడాలంటే వాసనాక్షయం అవ్వాల్సిందిగా, దానికి టైం పడుతుంది. సో వాసనాక్షయం అయ్యే వరకు కూడా బాధ్యత గురువుదే, నీది కాదని చెప్పారు
నాకు.
సో వెన్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ మై, వాట్ ఎల్స్ ఇస్ మై రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ? వాట్ ఎవర్ హ్యాపెనింగ్
the end, full stop kaadu, chapter
the end kaadu. Yeah, he did the not end. Give me an opportunity to do anything by myself. He took me off the list, strike off, and I had to tell you, like, when Nanagaru said this, even in a material world he took my responsibilities. Like, when I had to come here, my parents said, no, you're not going anywhere. You're already going through a lot of, misery in your life. This all happened after this session. So I got an opportunity to go to overseas. I'm not very confident in English, but I tried my best to do the interview and whatnot. And my parents said, no, you're not going anywhere. You're just... you be here and try to settle down what is happening, and you go beg, do whatever you have to do to get your husband back, or just go do with him,
do whatever you have to do. It's the society, it's the world, it's all this. And then I went back to Nanagaru and I said, I did not say about this all bullshit. I don't want to talk about it because Nanagaru has shifted, deleted it. So I don't want to talk about this. So I said, I got an opportunity like this. Do you want me to go? And okay, another thing I have to mention, like how dumb I was on this session, on this 1.5 hours, 2 hours, Nanagaru asked me, like, what do you need support for? Nik support endu kavali? Edaina problem vaste, edaina pan cheyalanukunte cheyala vadda ani adagalenu. Nannu adugu. Edaina problem vaste, deenni ela solve cheskovalani. Nannu adugu. ఏదైనా డౌట్ ఉంటే ఎలా క్లారిఫై చేసుకోవాలని నన్ను అడుగు. సో హీ వెంట్ ఆన్ అండ్ ఆన్ అండ్ ఆన్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ నన్ను అడుగు. ఐఎమ్ యువర్ వన్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ కాంటాక్ట్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ ఆస్క్ మీ
వన్ అండ్ ఓన్లీ
వన్ అండ్ ఓన్లీ యా వన్ అండ్ ఓన్లీ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ కాంటాక్ట్ నో అదర్ కాంటాక్ట్ యా అండ్ దెన్ హీ ఆస్క్ మీ ఓకే హౌ డూ యూ కాంటాక్ట్ మీ దెన్ దిస్ ఈస్ అనదర్ క్వశ్చన్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్ హాంట్స్ మీ ఎవ్రీ సింగిల్ మినిట్ ఇన్ మై లైఫ్ This is another question. Okay, amar ela adugutao amma mari? I was dumb, right? He zipped me up. I don't talk. I only talk inside. So, phone chestava? So, I was thinking, I'll call you. I was dumb, right? So, I call you. Okay. Call chesinappudu Ramchandra Raju garu. రామచంద్రరాజు గారికి ఫోన్ చేస్తావు కదా, ఒకవేళ నేను బిజీ వేరే ఎక్కడైనా ప్రవచనంలోనో ఎవరితోనో మాట్లాడుతుంటేనో మళ్ళీ చేయమన్నావు అని చెప్పు. సునీత చేసిందండి, మళ్ళీ మిమ్మల్ని చేయమందండి అని చెప్తావు కదా అలాగా. బట్ ఐ నెవర్ కాల్డ్. సో హీ వాంటెడ్ టు ఆస్క్ మీ క్వశ్చన్స్ విత్ ఇన్ అండ్ హీ విల్ రిప్లై. He wanted me to say that, but I was not that wise enough. I was dumb as. So I was thinking that I will call him. But no, I don't have to call him. He is right here, right there.
Ettuvar chetibidda kaadu Sunita. She is on her own, guided by me in her heart.
Yeah, that's what he actually tried to tell me, but I did not realize it back then. But by the time I realized, it's maybe already 10 years past and I realized, yes, no, I never called, I never asked any questions, but all the questions been answered and all the doubts been clarified and no doubts and no questions and everything has been guided through properly at the right time and the right minute. And he used to take responsibility of me like his own family. He used to tell me, okay, yes, you're telling him.
No, it's not his family. You are in his heart. You are his beloved child.
Yes. He took me there, in here, and protected me. Like no. Every step of the way. Yes. Yes, true. సో నువ్వు అక్కడికి వెళ్ళమ్మా, మనకి ఇప్పుడు కొంచెం డబ్బులు తక్కువే వస్తాయి, కంగారు పడకు. బికాజ్ వీఆర్ టుగెదర్ రైట్ నౌ, వీఆర్ నౌ టుగెదర్, వీ హ్యావ్ నో వన్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్. సో మనకు కొంచెం డబ్బులు తక్కువ వస్తాయమ్మా, కంగారు పడకు. యు గో దేర్, స్టార్ట్ వర్కింగ్. ఓకే, ఒక సంవత్సరం పోయాక మనకి ఇప్పుడు వచ్చిన దానికైనా డబ్బులు వచ్చేస్తాయమ్మా, పర్వాలేదు. 2 సంవత్సరాలకు 3 రెట్లు వస్తాయమ్మా, 5 సంవత్సరాలకు 5 రెట్లు వచ్చేస్తాయమ్మా, 10 సంవత్సరాలకి ఇంకా మనం లెక్కెట్టుకోకర్లేదు. ఈ స్టార్టింగ్ లైక్ దిస్ మనం ఇంకా లెక్కెట్టుకోకర్లేదు. అండ్ దెన్ హి స్టార్టెడ్ సేయింగ్ అబౌట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. ఓకే, నీకు వచ్చిన దాంట్లో ఒక 30 ఇప్పుడైతే మొత్తం ఖర్చు పెట్టేసుకోమ్మా, ఎందుకంటే మనకు డబ్బులు తక్కువ వస్తున్నాయి కదా, ఇప్పుడు కొంచెం మొత్తం ఖర్చు పెట్టేసుకో. 2 సంవత్సరాలు పోయాక ఒక 40% ఖర్చు పెట్టుకుని 60% మీ నాన్నగారికి పంపేయమ్మా. నాన్నగారికి పంపేసి బుక్ లో రాయమను. అగైన్ హీ ఆస్క్ మై ఫాదర్, మై ఓన్ ఫాదర్,
టు రైట్ ఇట్ డౌన్
డబ్బులన్నీ బుక్ లో రాసుకుంటున్నారా అండి పైసా పైసా లెక్క చెప్తున్నారా వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎవ్రీ మైన్యూట్ డీటెయిల్స్ మీ నాన్నగారికి ఒక కార్ కొనిచ్చేయమ్మా అప్పుడప్పుడు జిన్నూరు అది మీ అమ్మ వద్దాం అనుకుంటది కదా ఈజీగా ఉంటది ఫోన్లో ఒకటి కొనిచ్చేద్దాం మీ నాన్నగారికి ఒక కార్ కొనిచ్చేద్దాం ఈ సునీత ఇచ్చిన డబ్బులన్నీ మీరు స్థలాలు కొనండి దిస్ ఇస్ ద గార్డియన్స్ టు మై ఫాదర్ ఎవ్రీ మైన్యూట్ రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ ఎవ్రీ మైన్యూట్ థింగ్
సో మీ ఇద్దరు కలిసి ఉద్యోగం చేసేసి మీ ఇద్దరు కలిసి సంపాదించేసి మీ ఇద్దరు కలిసి కార్లు కొనేసుకుని ఎసెట్ చేసేసి ఇప్పుడు
బస్సు సేవ్ చేయాలో ఎంత
సెలెక్ట్ చేసేస్తున్నారా వండర్ఫుల్ వండర్ఫుల్
తర్వాత 2 సంవత్సరాలు పోయాక నువ్వు 30% ఉంచుకోమా 70 ఇక్కడ పంపే మీరు ఓన్లీ స్థలాలే కొనండి ఏది పడితే అది కొనేయకండి మొత్తం లీగల్ గా డాక్యుమెంట్లు చూసుకోండి మళ్ళీ లాయర్ కి చూపించండి చూపించి ఏది పడితే అది కొనేయకండి కొన్నయన్నీ నీ పేరు మీదే పెడుతున్నారమ్మా మీ అమ్మ మీ నాన్నగారిని పెట్టేసుకుంటున్నారా
సో టిపికల్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్ టిపికల్లీ నాన్నగారు
అన్ని మా నాన్నగారు అన్ని డైరీలో రాసుకుని లెక్క చూపిస్తున్నారు నాన్నగారు చూపిస్తారమ్మా ఆయన మంచి ఆయనే మనకేం అనుమానం లేదనుకో అడుగుతున్నాను
అనమాట
దట్ లిటిల్ మైన్యూట్ సో యూ టేక్ ఇట్ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ లిటిల్ మైన్యూట్ డీటెయిల్ టు ఎవ్రీథింగ్ is his responsibility. So it's not just saying, it's an inaction.
Divinity in action. Every step of your life. Wow.
And again, this is another thing I have to say. మీ అమ్మాయిని నువ్వు తీసుకెళ్ళకమ్మా మీ అమ్మ చూసుకుంటుంది మీ అమ్మకి ఏం పని ఉంది ఇక్కడ మీ అమ్మ చూసుకుంటుంది And then after like five or six years down the track, I went and said, Nanagaru, I wanted to come back and maybe work here. And then he called somebody in Hyderabad, I don't even remember, and he made them call me. He gave my number to, this is an accounting firm, they called me and they offered me a job. So that I can come back. And then they offered me a salary. And say next time when I visited India, I went back to Nanagaru and I explained, this is what they offered, this is how much the salary is, and I wanted to come back. And Nanagaru said, ఇది మనకు సరిపోదమ్మా బాగా తక్కువేస్తున్నారు ఇల్లు మనకు అక్కడే బాగా వస్తుంది కదా ఎందుకు రాకు అక్కడే ఉండు నువ్వు ఎందుకు వేస్ట్ చేసుకోవడం మనం నువ్వు అక్కడుండి మీ అమ్మ పిల్లని చూసుకుంటుందిలే నువ్వు దాని గురించి కంగారు పడకు హీ నెవర్ లెట్ మీ టేక్ మై డాటర్ విత్ మీ హీ వాంటెడ్ మీ టు బీ మై సెల్ఫ్ హియర్ అండ్ స్పెండ్ సో మై మదర్ హ్యాస్ టు లుక్ ఆఫ్టర్ ద చైల్డ్ అండ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు బీ హియర్ అండ్ జస్ట్ స్పెండ్ ఆల్ మై టైమ్ విత్ హిమ్ అండ్ విత్ హిమ్ అలోన్
అందుకే అంటారు కదా హీస్ అ క్రూయల్ లవర్ అని I mean, you are the example to show that God is the most cruel lover.
Cruel lover, yes.
He didn't let anybody touch you.
No.
He put everybody away from you and...
He took everyone away from me. Everything went done.
What tells glory to life than having God as your everything, Amma?
Yes, that's true. If God is everything, if God has to drive your life, then I am an example how your life can transform too. He made me as an example. If God is a driver, then you just sit back and relax. You don't even have to wear a seatbelt.
Maybe you need to write it down, Nana, like the way you wrote your diary. of every station which stopped and which didn't stop. Maybe you need to put it on paper. It's going to be such a wonderful testimony of God's love for His children.
Yes, I have to write. Yes, he will give me that urge one day.
It's not the Jam Sunita, it's Jam Sunita.
Yeah, and also inside, I was dumb inside too, because I was not a devotee to any God for that matter. I was not a great devotee. I never prayed so much to any God or anything. And I don't know nothing except Nanagaru as a God, and I don't even want to see different God idols and, you know. Yeah, I don't know whether it's right or wrong, but that's what makes me feel happy.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So you have experienced Him thoroughly.
Yes.
Wow.
Every minute detail Nanagaru took care of me. Every minute detail. So, because I have to mention this. I have to admit this. This was when I was very little. I always used to tell my mother, like, I will be a millionaire one day. I'll be rich. I don't have to do dishes, because I'll hire a maid and she does the dishes. I don't have to learn all this bloody stuff because I hire somebody, because I'll study so well and then I become something and I make money and I'll be so rich. So Nanagaru pulled that, you know, money pleasure from me, like from the right root.
Root to desire thesis, sir.
Oh, what? Like, you know, when
అదే మీ కోరిక ప్రకారంగా వచ్చేస్తే బంధించేసును, కోరిక తీసేసి ఇచ్చారు కాబట్టి బంధించదు.
దిది కూడా నాన్నగారు మెన్షన్ చేశారు, సునీత నీకు అప్పుడప్పుడు బాధపడుతున్నావమ్మా సునీత, భగవంతుడు కష్టాలన్నీ ఇలా పోగేసి సంచులేసి ఇచ్చాడంటని, ఎందుకంటే నీకు జ్ఞానం ఇచ్చాక డబ్బిద్దామని ఆగాడంతే, కంగారులు ఆగాడంతే ఇచ్చేస్తాడమ్మా. అంటే బుద్ధి ఇచ్చాక డబ్బిద్దామని ఆగాడంతే ఇచ్చేస్తాడమ్మా.
లవ్లీ లవ్లీ.
Oh my God, if I have to tell you a lot and a lot and a lot. One day I was asking my mother, one strong question went into my head. Normally, I stopped asking questions to anyone. It was happened like right from that, first time, you know, when I met Nanagaru for 15 minutes journey, my question stopped actually. No more questions. But this question is pushing me from inside. I was asking my mother, amma sitta prajnata ante enti, sitta prajna lakshanalu ante enti naku ardham kavatledu. This is what I asked my mother, because my mother reads Bhagavad Gita every day, my father reads Bhagavad Gita every day, but I'm not such a devotee, trust me. But yeah, I'm not a devotee. So they read Bhagavad Gita every day. So I asked this question to my mother. My mother is saying, Bhagavad Gita lo chadi cheptan le, rep cheptan gurche. This is what she said. And the next day we had to go to Nanagaru. And that morning also I reminded my mother, Bhagavad Gita lo choose cheptan annaru kada, stitha prajna lakshanalu choose cheptan. So she did not get time. And we went to Nanagaru on the same day. And after like a little bit of conversation, because every time I go right after this, every time I go, we have a personal conversation for at least 20-30 minutes and nobody should be there. And whoever comes, he always say, everybody go, we sit and talk for a while. You wait. So everybody go, we have to wait until everyone go and we have to sit and have that one-on-one conversation, because we have to discuss a lot of family issues, no? Like financial matters and everything, you know, like how life is going, you know, whether I'm happy or not, I'm sad, you know, how much I'm growing or, you know, what I'm doing. All that stuff, everything.
like, you know, like how if I had to have a husband, how I discuss everything, like, you know, manaki inda double unnai man ikkada bank lesa ledante man papani chadivuddam anukuntunna ledante man ikkada akada akada illu konukundama salam konukundama enti, I mean, this is also happened. Nanagaru said నాకు ఒక అపార్ట్మెంట్ కొనడానికి వచ్చిందండి, కొనమంటారా ఇలానే ఐ ఆస్కిమ్ అండ్ హీ సెడ్ యా కొనే, నువ్వు ఇప్పుడు వెళ్ళిపోతావు కదా పర్లేదు నేను వచ్చి కొబ్బరికే కొట్టేస్తాను, నువ్వేం రావక్కర్లేదు, మొత్తం అన్ని పేపర్లు అన్నీ అయిపోయిన తర్వాత రిజిస్ట్రేషన్కి నువ్వు అక్కడి నుంచి ఫోటోలు అవి పంపించే మీ నాన్నగారు నీ పేరు మీద చేయమనే, మీ నాన్నగారు నీ పేరు మీద చేసేస్తాను, నేను వెళ్ళి కొబ్బరికే కొట్టేస్తాను, అయిపోద్ది నువ్వేం రావద్దు. హీ ఆల్సో డిడ్ దట్.
Yeah.
So that much of like responsibility. So on this occasion, after we went there, he was talking to everyone and then he said, edo prashna undi kada adugu. He made me ask and then I asked him. He elaborated that and it actually went on for like 15-20 minutes. I was asking my mother and he asked me, నీకేదో ప్రశ్న ఉంది కదా అడుగు. This is how he asked me.
అమ్మనింటికి నన్ను అడుగు.
అమ్మని మీకు పిచ్చిది బుక్ లో చూసి చెప్తానంటది, నన్ను అడుగు నోరు మూసుకుని
భగవద్గీత సారం అంతా నేను చెప్తాను నీకు. ఏం చెప్పారు గుర్తుందా?
నాకు గుర్తున్నంత వరకు మనం జనరల్ గా యాజ్ అ హ్యూమన్ లైక్ చలికాలంలో చలి అమ్మో చలి ఎక్కువగా ఉంది అని వణికిపోతాం, ఎండాకాలంలో అమ్మో వేడెక్కువగా ఉంది ఏసీ వేసుకోవాలి అనుకుంటాం. సో స్థిత ప్రజ్ఞత అంటే రెండిటికి చలించడమ్మా, ఇది వాడిని అంటదు అది వాడిని అంటదు. దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఐ రిమెంబర్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద హోల్ కన్వర్సేషన్. So, for example, here, we are in like right now 3 degrees, 2 degrees temperature. You still have to work, yeah? It's just normal, you know, you just wear a jacket or jumper and cover yourself or, you know, heat up your room and then you work. But Titta Prajnata ante, he doesn't even want the heater. The weather doesn't touch him because he is so solid inside, so he doesn't react to anything happening around him. That's what I remember, but it's not probably the whole thing what he mentioned.
Please continue, Sunita garu. It's okay. We lost Usha. She'll reconnect.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's what is happened. Yeah.
Wonderful, Amma. Wonderful. I mean, absolutely, absolutely inspiring session this was.
Yes.
For all the devotees. I mean, it was Nangaru presenting himself. Wonderful, Nana. I mean, Andhika, he pushed you to, you know, make this session.
It was an urge, as I said, and at the same time, it came out of my mother's mouth. You know, it's like two different things happened at the same time, and it's the urge.
Yeah. Telugu lo kuda cheddam amma, because bhaktulandru vinali vi. Yeah, it was good. It was amazing because it has to reach a wider audience through English. But Telugu lo kuda July lo Guru Purnima month second week cheddamma. Second week will be, I think, Madhavi, second week eppudu padindamma?
13th Usha Guru Purnima.
Yeah, 13th Guru Purnima. Second Sunday, I mean, first Sunday is July 3rd. Second Sunday is 10th ankuntamma.
Yeah, second Sunday is 10th.
అంటే జూ గురు పూర్ణిమ ముందు సండే నువ్వు చెద్ది గానీ ఇన్ తెలుగు. వెన్ ఆర్ యూ కమింగ్ టు ఇండియా, సునీత?
I'm coming next Friday, so I'll be staying there only for probably 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think it falls within that, no? I mean, July, no,
What date are you saying, Ushagaru? July?
July 10th, Amma. July 10th. You'll be back?
July 10th, yeah, I'll be back here, but that's okay. We will do it, no problem.
Adra Trichedigan Parvaled.
Em Parvaled. నాన్నగారు లేచేస్తారు పడుకునేరు
లేకపోతే జూన్ నువ్వు అక్కడ ఉండగా సండే చేద్దాం నీ ఇష్టం అమ్మా ఐ మీన్ ఐ వాంట్ టు మేక్ ఇట్ కంఫర్టబుల్
నో ప్రాబ్లం
నాన్నగారు దగ్గర పర్మిషన్ తీసుకోవాలి రాత్రి చేయడానికి ఫస్ట్
ఏంటి ఏంటమ్మా
నాన్నగారి దగ్గర నుంచి పర్మిషన్ తీసుకోవాలి మీరు ముందు సునీత రాత్రి లేపి చేయించాలంటే
అసలే వాళ్ళిద్దరు ఒకటి వద్దమ్మా నేను కష్టపెట్టా అక్కడ ఉండగా చెప్పింది కానీ
ఇండియాలో
నువ్వు ఏ సండే ఉంటావో చెప్పమ్మా సండే చేద్దాం
27th నేను రిటర్న్ వచ్చేస్తున్నానండి సో 26th చేద్దామా
సండేనా ఇట్స్ సండే కదా
జూన్ 26th
yes వావ్ అద్భుతం
చాలా ఎక్కువ టైం తినేసినట్టున్నాను
అద్భుతం తల్లి టైం ఏముందిరా సో సో బ్యూటిఫుల్ అమ్మ ఐ డోంట్ నో హౌ టు ఈవెన్
ఐ మీన్ ఇట్స్ స్టిల్
అండ్ వన్ అనదర్ థింగ్ నో ఇట్ గ్లాడెన్స్ మై హార్ట్ ఈవెన్ మోర్ బికాజ్ 17th డిసెంబర్ టర్న్డ్ యువర్ డెస్టినీ ఇన్ టు సంథింగ్ ఐ మీన్ టర్న్డ్ యువర్ డెస్టినీ ఇన్ సచ్ అ వే దట్ యు ఆర్ నో మోర్ యూ అండ్ దేర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ కాల్డ్ యువర్స్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ నాన్నగారు and 17th is my birthday
oh
december 17th and a birthday rose I'll tell you a small incident I want to finish it fast in 2 minutes birthday ilaga chidambaram lo dental chestu nangaru happened to be in tiruvannamalai so I came it was I think in 3rd year or something and december 17th fell among those dates anamata so I wanted to celebrate in nangaru's presence with no celebration at all and nobody recognizing me nobody knowing it's my birthday nobody should give me any importance ee deha buddhi ee roju tho muginchayali inka dehaatma buddhi ki oka swasti cheppeyali aina samakshamlo ane oka paata to cheskuni ee deeniki chaala importance icchestaru andaru parents enti friends enti that too when you are loved a lot by everybody you are giving special attention on your birthday and Grishma's daughter's birthday today okay so it's nice all birthdays so chesko kodudu ani nirnayam teesesukuni lopala nanagar digar just poddine lechi elli kaalik dandam pettukunnanu poddu nunchi raatri varaku he reminded everybody of birthday he told all the foreigners to celebrate his birthday on 17 december idu pedda drama chesaru mundu 4-5 days nunchi ante mundemo ఇంకో రోజు చేద్దామన్నారు ఇంకో రోజు చేద్దామన్నారు ఈ క్రిస్టియన్స్ ఈ మన వెస్టర్నర్స్ అందరూ వచ్చిన అన్నగారు మీరుండగా మేము క్రిస్మస్ చేసుకోవాలి మీరేమో మళ్ళీ 1928 తారీఖులో వెళ్ళిపోతున్నారు కదా మీరుండగానే మా క్రిస్మస్ మీరే మా జీసస్ సో ఒకరోజు చెప్పండి అంటే ముందు 18th అన్నారు 19th అన్నారు అలా మారుస్తూ వచ్చి డేట్లు ఫైనల్ గా డేట్ ఇచ్చేస్తున్నాను డిసెంబర్ 17th చేసుకుందాం చెప్పి అంటే హీ ప్లేడ్ సో మచ్ డ్రామా ఓకే ఎంత ఎంటర్టైన్మెంట్ అంటే చేసి 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 I mean, he does it many times for all, ra. I mean, if you believe, ante bhagavanthudu okkade chalu, manaki inkem akkarledu, ani neeku telisipoyinda, ayipoyindi, you have taken a free ticket to heaven.
That's it.
He made us celebrate so much, I wouldn't want to elaborate now, because time ending. So, ante aa roju enta significant chesi, ఫైనల్ గా బైబిల్ అదే సర్మన్ ఆన్ ది మౌంట్ చదివించారమ్మా సర్మన్ ఆన్ ది మౌంట్ చదివించినప్పుడు హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ఇట్ అండ్ సెడ్ ఐఆమ్ దట్ ఐఆమ్ అంతే ఐఆమ్ కి పుట్టుక చావు లేదు అండ్ యు ఆర్ దట్ అంతే సో ద బర్త్డే మెసేజ్ వాజ్ సో ప్రొఫౌండ్లీ గివెన్ అనమాట ఇంకా బర్త్ ఏంటి డెత్ ఏంటి నువ్వు ఉంటే ఏంటి లేకపోతే ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ ఓవర్
చేసుకుంటే ఏంటి చేయకపోతే ఏంటి అంటుకోదుగా మీకు
అదే కదా అదే చెప్తున్నా సో ఇట్ నెవర్ స్టాప్ సెలబ్రేషన్ నెవర్ స్టాప్ దో యూ ఫర్గెట్ ఇట్ యూ రిమెంబర్ ఇట్ అండ్ బిలీవ్ మీ ఆర్ నాట్ ఎవ్రీ డే హ్యాస్ బికమ్ అ సెలబ్రేషన్ యాజ్ యూ సెడ్ అదే ఇట్స్ రోలింగ్ ఇన్ అ రెడ్ కార్పెట్ విత్ రోజ్ ఫ్లవర్
పెటల్స్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్లవర్స్ అండ్ పెటల్స్ అండ్ యు నో
నైస్ అండ్ ఆల్ పర్ఫ్యూమ్ ఆల్
అరోమా yes
awesome తల్లి awesome
thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, and telugulo cheddamo. I think this is going to be one of the best messages for coming up Guru Purnima ra. Okay, thank you so much. Om Sri Nana Paramatma.
Thank you so much, Usha garu.
Thank you.